This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Tupac and I ran in the same circle. Okay.
Nuji.
Don't talk to me for a year.
Peter.
I didn't quit it.
Charlie.
Said it looked like a wombat.
And Jeffrey.
He wanted me to take him to and get some green.
Oh my God. Wait.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Thursday, January 24th, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's the number to reach us. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, pick up your phone. Give us a call. 866-967-6837. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. I was walking into work today. I said, I think it's time for us all to move to Florida. It's time. Yeah. Charlie, I know you just bought a house, but put it up on the market. We're moving.
I think I'm going to lose market value on that. Went in the basement
yesterday. We just started.
Went in the basement yesterday.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. It's any story that starts with, I went in the basement yesterday. Uh-huh.
To monitor my baby pool for the neuro massage, you know, just to check on it, see how it's going.
Uh-huh.
And I see a large puddle, and I go, what happened? Did the baby oil break? Did the 2 gallons of baby oil explode in the basement? I wish. I wasn't that lucky. The snow melt yesterday was like a glacial melt, all coming from this little... I have this room called a cold room. I don't know why it exists. It's some sort of ancient refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
The snow just coming in through there, just all melting through.
But remember,
now, is it like a waterfall? I mean, was it coming in that quickly?
No, because I think this has been going on because it was snowing all day yesterday, or it was raining all day yesterday, melting the snow.
Yes.
So I had the rain and the melt, and it was filled up this little tiny room. It's like an inch of water in this room, and that room is a foot off the ground, if you can follow, all right? So it's just this little tiny room. An inch of water, but once it reaches over the inch, then it starts leaving and going in the actual basement. And I just had a long, flat puddle. Not like, wasn't thick, wasn't, there's no depth to it, but it was creeping across the basement. And
sure.
So now I have to get the.
Well, you're going to have a big problem.
No, I got.
What about a snow melt? I get that's a lot. What if there's like a Superstorm Sandy kind of thing?
Oh, you're screwed.
What
do you do now?
He knew about this. I told him. I'm like,
what do you mean he knew about this?
Well, when you bought the house, that was one of the things that you knew.
Yeah, and they gave me money off.
He said it on the show.
Yeah, so.
That the basement leaks?
That little room has water in it.
Thank you for explaining my house to everybody.
No, I'm just saying that you've known about this.
So when I went over there to look at the house the first time, I was looking at it, and they go, there's a little water problem here. It's usually just in this cold room. And I said, okay.
This is a big mistake.
Room?
I didn't know about this,
Charlie. I said
this
all on the air.
He did.
So you found water in the basement. You're like, oh, that's not a good thing.
That is not a good thing.
So then I waited, and luckily we had a storm that lasted 3 days. So I went over there after 3 days. It was a Superstorm Sandy, basically. And I went over, and I said, let's check the water. Let's see if it's doing anything. Is there a problem? And I went over there, and there was nothing. It was just like a little tiny puddle in that little stupid room that's not usable. It's made of like dirt. I don't understand why this room exists. And I'm like, that's a little tiny puddle. What's the big deal about that? It's been raining for 3 days. I don't think this is a problem. Well, apparently with the glacial melt that happened,
it's a problem.
It's a major problem, and the basement was just... I got to install a French drain. You know anything about French drains?
I don't know anything about French drains, but sump pump.
Luckily, I had a sump
pump. Did you have anything on the floor of your basement?
It didn't go
boxes
out that,
or anything?
I did. but they're empty boxes, and they didn't go out that much. And the basement's not carpeted or anything, so it just was just creeping across, like the blob just slowly taking over. And
how did you get the water out of
that
little room?
Well, I got my, yeah. I turned on the old sump pump and started pumping it
out.
Doesn't
that turn on automatically?
It wasn't plugged in because it didn't.
Oh, there's another mistake.
Yeah, that's got to be in all the time.
And you should have a battery backup on that so that when the power goes out, you can buy a battery backup system. It looks like a big car battery, essentially, that your sump pump plugs into.
I don't know if I have that.
And
I didn't know I had one until I was in the room that was all wet. And I'm like, why is this all wet? And I see this pump thing. And I'm like, well, let's just, I guess, turn this on and see what it does. As soon as I turn it on, it was shooting water out.
Oh.
It's just blasting it out. And I had a bucket, luckily, and I filled up the bucket, got the water out. And now I have it on.
Wait, what do you mean it was blasting it out what? Where?
The hose. You sound like a sump pump expert.
Yeah,
you're not
but wait
anymore?
A second. It's
wow,
usually it pumps it.
Outside.
Yeah, outside,
oh, no, no.
Not inside
the
house.
This is a movable sump pump because I don't have the French drain yet, my man.
Listen, movable sump pump.
This
now,
is
that's,
a loose...
that's a new one to me. I've never
yeah,
seen
yeah.
a movable
a man,
sump pump.
You're not a manly person like myself. So anyways, this is a... on the go sump pump when you need to pump on the move, all right? This is not in a hole or anything. This is just a loose sump pump just kind of floating around there.
I don't know if it's technically a sump pump then.
It might just be a pump to pump water out.
Yeah, like if you get a hole in your canoe or something.
Yeah.
No, you guys don't think about pumps.
The French drain should work. We had one at my old house.
Oh, thank you, Senator. I know, and it will work. It'll work just fine.
Because we had the leaking problem also.
So I just got to put a French drain there. Plop the movable sump pump in there.
What is a French drain?
It's a little hole. You basically say, water, we're not going to try to not let you come in. Instead, we're going to give you a reservoir to go into. All right? So in that little cold room, it's flat. It's angled in a way that's kind of pointed towards my basement. It's not good. If I put the French drain in, it's a little hole where the water then would go into that and trap it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have my pump in there, and I'm pumping it out into the yard or wherever I'm going.
Probably need a different pump for that. I would imagine.
Average cost for those are $1,000.
Ooh.
I have guys. I have lots.
But
of
I'm, I mean, I'm just. I don't know what kind of pump you have, but
well, you're not a pump expert like myself.
That's true. I just don't know if that's the.
You don't know. You haven't seen it.
You're a football expert.
Yeah, you just don't know anything.
Does it have a float on it so it can get the water level?
Your move,
or anything?
Charlie.
Doesn't need it.
Doesn't need it.
Automatic detector. It can tell if there's just moisture in the
uh-huh.
area.
Uh-huh.
It knew. As soon as I plugged it in, it went blasting. I mean, huge, like a fire hose, blasting water out. And I go, wow, this pump pumps, baby.
Uh-huh.
And I'm shooting water all over the place. And I got to get a bucket. Get the bucket. Now, right now, the setup I have, not ideal. I'm going to be 100% straight up with you. I have to run the hose all the way through the basement into the sink because the bucket couldn't handle all this water.
Oh,
but now I got it going into the, you know, just the sink in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a run across the basement. But that's we're pre-French drain. Once we're post-French drain, life's going to be great again. It's totally fine.
Matt says, this is what happens when you have a friend instead of a real home inspector do the inspection.
Well, is that why?
I didn't have a friend do the home inspector, so that was just an awful, terribly wrong comment. And it was brought up to me. It was actually mentioned to me multiple times. Are you sure about this? And I said, I'm in. All we got to do is we got to get this French drain going. And
other people are laughing, saying it can cost between $8,000 and $20,000 to get this fixed.
Why would it cost that much?
To waterproof your basement.
To put a pump in a drain?
Why would he waterproof his basement?
The basement's watertight. It's this extra room. You guys aren't listening to what I'm saying. That one room is the problem. It's a room that I don't need. Imagine you have a closet.
I don't know. I'm not an expert.
I know
on this
you're
kind
not an expert.
Stuff.
Really small room, too. So it
it's
can't
an
be that.
Unusable, weird refrigerator room for.
But it seems like something. He's like, oh, it's a small room, but I don't know. That's the solution, is that we're just going to let water come into the house? Screw it, you know?
Well, he's fixing it.
No, he's going to fix it. He's going to say the water can still get into the house. And
I can
hopefully
try
this
battle.
French drain and this pump will work. God forbid that pump fail. Then what do you do?
Well,
Rock Lobster, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rock Lobster.
To answer your question that you asked.
Hey,
shut up, Rock Lobster.
All right, yes, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie's totally off base. The first thing that room's called a fruit cellar. If it's up high, it's a fruit cellar where people put their canned goods and stuff. Second thing, a French drain is where you cut a 6 to 8 inch concrete hole around the inside of the basement.
Uh-huh.
Then you got to drain each block. But I think Charlie's whole problem is his downspouts are going into the footer drain.
Oh, the footer
downspouts. The downspouts is the issue. Clean your downspouts out. That's called a fruit cellar. And a French drain, they cut the interior of the inside wall of the concrete and put hoses in each of the blocks.
That's going to be
expensive.
And then
drain it to a sump pump.
Yeah, that sounds like that could be costly, right,
Rock
right. Lobster? Luckily, I have friends that were actually
clean
helping.
Those downspouts. Yeah, so get it out of the footer drain or whatever.
Here's my question. How come the other homeowner didn't do any of this in the past?
He had tried. They had leveled. This was an ongoing battle with this home.
Okay.
They had leveled the entire yard because the yard was pitched in a way that was going towards the basement. They must have had a much worse problem, so they flattened it out. They flattened the entire yard out.
Uh-huh.
So that was their first attempt at beating
this. So they put all of this on the home disclosure form when you bought this? Okay, all right.
I was aware. I'm prepared for this battle, man. This is battle one. This is no big deal. I get my drain going. I don't care what Rock Lobster has to say. I've had a plumber come over. He looked at it yesterday. He said, this is how we fix it. We're going to set up a French drain, a.k.a. a weeping drain, and we're just going to pump it out. Easy peasy, man. No big deal.
Wow.
What was your question that you cut me off that you had asked?
I don't remember, but this seems like this could be
no big deal.
A big problem.
You and got it.
And
it's all good.
The weather that we've had here, it hasn't been fantastic. And we had a fair amount of snow over the weekend.
A foot and a half.
We didn't have a foot and a half of snow.
Where I lived.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I didn't.
If there is a big weather issue, if we did have some sort of blizzard where you have a lot of snow and it's piling up and then it all melts, he's going to have a big problem.
Round two.
But you're wrong because then the drain's going to be installed.
You're going to put a drain in that fruit cellar? Is that what you're going to do?
Quit calling it whatever Rock Lobster
I think it is
it.
A fruit cellar.
Fruit cellar, yeah.
It's a cold room better. Is what it's called. Fruit cellar does not sound like a cool thing
your
to own.
Fruit?
No, cold room. It's perfect for you.
That's where him and his buddies go and do their neuro massages in the fruit cellar.
The whole house is a fruit cellar into a microphone.
Matt in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Rover. What's
Hi.
Up, Jeter?
Yo!
Whitewater football rules. Hey, Rover, all Charlie's got to do is dig a hole and put a sump in there and then a sump pump and then pipe it outside. He's totally right.
Thank you, sir. That makes sense.
And what do you think the cost of that would be, Matt?
Well, I'm a plumber, but I just did it in a house. I think it was like $2,500.
Okay.
But I did it all myself.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah,
know,
so
Charlie.
If you pay somebody, what is it going to cost?
$2,500.
Oh, I thought you said he did it himself, so it's cheaper.
No, I did it myself. So if he paid somebody, he's going to pay, I don't know, no more than five.
Oh, $5,000.
No, he's, all right.
I have friends.
Oh, he's got friends. Yeah. Same friends that gave him that home inspection.
Oh, there we go.
They didn't take care of it all.
They did not.
Thank you.
I don't have friends that are home inspectors, so you're wrong.
Oh,
anyways,
any regrets buying a home?
Jessica says you have to jackhammer the concrete floor to put in a drain. It's not exactly easy.
It's not. You don't have to do that. That would be dumb. But go ahead with all your other tips, everybody else.
Justin says it's going to be real minor when the foundation caves in.
That's fine.
Jackhammer that could make cracks everywhere.
I'm going to live in my rubble. That's fine. The whole house can.
He's got a guy. Don't worry about it, Dieter.
That's what's good about having friends and knowing people.
Well, I get.
I might
but
be
you
out.
Knew. You knew about it, so it's not like
you said it on the air.
Right?
There's
he
water.
Yeah, I'm very aware of everything. It's not. It's not a big deal. It's really not. I just have to make a hole and put the pump in there. I got the pump. I have all the parts. I just need to make a hole.
What's your time frame on getting this accomplished?
Good question. How soon can you do this?
Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, that fast.
Yeah, again, okay. I have friends.
All right. All right, and they're going to come over and jackhammer?
You don't need to. You're taking advice from people named Rock Lobster, you moron. Why would you listen to him? I wouldn't need a jackhammer. Concrete saw, man.
Concrete saw?
And I
ever
blast
see that
it out.
In a driveway?
Yes, and I blast out a little hole.
And whack him over.
That's not going to do that.
What?
A concrete. You're going to use that saw to get a little circle,
hole? I'm going to get a jackhammer
that's
and steamroller in my
basement.
That's
better to go straight down.
Idiots. Why would I do that? A jackhammer?
To go straight down and
do
it a small hole.
I get the saw.
A saw cuts lines in a driveway.
Yes, I'm going to cut four lines. It's going to make a square. I remove that piece of cement. I get a shovel in there, and I dig it out. And then
I get pipes.
No. There's no pipes.
For the French drain.
It's a hole.
No, but where's that go to?
The pump. That's pumping it out.
Oh, Charlie.
Is that guy with the spoon still alive?
The guy.
That dug your basement out?
No.
Okay.
In my mom's house, there's a tale, and I don't know if it's true, but my parents claim this. Now, that basement was wet. It was a wet basement. It was made of limestone or sandstone or something, and you go down there, it looks like you're in an actual cave. I mean, there's just like rock formations, stalactites, stalagmites in there. And they claim that when the house was built in the late 1800s, they paid a mentally handicapped man to dig out the entire basement and foundation with a spoon, and that's the history of my house.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I don't think he's alive anymore.
I'm sure how it happened. He dug it with a spoon. How long did that supposedly take the mentally handicapped person?
This is life's work.
Andy Dufresne over there.
Yeah.
took like 33 years in order to dig out the basement with a spoon.
This is what I've been told, and my parents swear by this statement. Because it sounds ridiculous.
Tell me about this pump. Where is the pump right now?
It's in the cold room.
It's in the cold room. And is it plugged in?
Yeah.
And
it just wasn't plugged in because I didn't have any issues before. And if I would have just kept it plugged in, that water would have never done what it did. It would have never left that room and it would have taken care of itself. This is just day one. I went, I'm having water for the first time. It's going in there. I didn't know that the pump. I actually thought the pump was plugged in somewhere in the cold room. And I realized there's no outlet in there. And I'm going to have a person install an outlet.
By the way, someone said it's a root cellar, not a fruit cellar. It's a root cellar.
Huh. That makes more sense.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. Is the pump plugged in right now?
Yes.
All right. And does it have some sort of auto off?
Yeah.
It does.
It senses moisture and water and wetness.
Just want to make sure it doesn't burn up.
No.
Because if those pumps don't have water, if a pump is on, there's no water to pump, it's going to burn that thing up, Charlie.
Great tip. Thank
you. All right.
No crap.
Zach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Zach.
Morning, Rover.
Hey, what's happening?
Not a whole lot. Trying to help Charlie out, we went through this exact thing with our old house, and we ended up hiring a company and put a B-Dry waterproof system. And everybody sort of all around it that's called in, they sort of jackhammer a perimeter around your basement, and they do put a French drain in around the perimeter, then they cover that back up with concrete. And basically, they allow water to come through your walls, and it goes through that French drain, which funnels to a sump pump, and the sump pump takes it out.
Outside. How much that run you to get this work done?
It was about $8,500.
$8,500.
This guy put a hole around his entire basement.
$8,500. Yeah. So it was ours was a big job. Charlie's maybe isn't a big job.
Yeah, might only cost $5 or so.
It does work, though.
I'll get out of this.
All right.
$300.
Zach, thank you.
Words.
Nightmare says he can't wait to hear about Charlie getting jackhammered in his fruit cellar. Yeah. I've got to take a break. We do have the shizzy coming up. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
We'll stick with the home theme. I've got an update on my furnace. So I'll tell you, since we're talking about homes, I'll tell you what happened to me yesterday because my furnace wasn't working. Remember, it was like 56 degrees in my house. I'll give you an update on that. And the most expensive home in U.S. history has been sold. What's the price? Where is it? Who bought it? I'll tell you next.
We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Jeff in Columbus.
Good morning, Rover.
Steve in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Buffalo. Williams, Pennsylvania.
Fort Lauderdale.
Louisville.
Rover,
West Palm Beach.
San Antonio.
Rochester.
Grand Rapids.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Yo, what's happening?
Spreading like a herpes outbreak.
Now back to the show.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
We are talking about Charlie's house, his house that he bought, and issues he's having
with it. The
Money
Pit, as we'll call it from here on out.
It's a great movie. You ever seen that movie, Charlie?
He's living it. He doesn't need to see a movie.
He's Tom Hanks.
Don't watch it.
It's a documentary on Charlie's life.
It is a funny movie.
It's good.
Don't watch it. That'll depress him.
No, I would watch it. Make you feel better. Because it can't be as bad as that movie.
Yet.
The most expensive house in U.S. history has been sold. I will give you the price, and I will give you all the information regarding that house.
All right. We will get to that in just a moment.
I have an update on my furnace, too.
Let's see here. There's someone that says, Charlie is talking about digging a sump crock, not a French drain. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Might be true. I don't know. The word crock was used.
Yeah, my French drain, I had a worse problem than my old house. It went around the whole house.
Yeah, no. I'm digging a hole in the basement, an open air hole, so that it collects water, and then it pumps out.
All right, so you're going to need a different kind of pump to put in there, just a heads up.
You don't know anything about pumps. You're not a pump expert.
You're going to need a sump pump to put in there.
How do you know that's what I don't have? Where did you learn about my pump?
Because the way that you're describing it does not sound like pumps. A sump pump.
Yeah, you can't move a sump pump.
A sump pump isn't just laying around on the floor.
Oh, I have sump pumps all over the place. The floor is littered with them. I just picked one.
Here's a guy that says that that's going to get worse each winter as the water expands and then freezes.
For every house in the world that happens to in cold weather climates, but okay. That would be true.
Jackal says the guy who just called Rock Lobster, he's right. I'm an environmental engineer. Charlie is trying to say that the previous owners leveled the yard to try to solve this problem, but they never called a plumber. Get ready to pay through the nose.
What does that mean?
You'd think a plumber would be the first call that you would make instead of leveling the yard.
That's
right?
Cheaper, though.
How do you know
that would work?
Leveling the yard is cheaper?
That's what they thought.
It was a piece of the yard. It's not the entire yard, guys. They didn't do the entire yard. They did a part right by where this problem persists. They flattened it out.
Mm-hmm. So did they talk to a plumber, the previous owners?
Well, this is going to be news to you. I'm not the previous owner. I own it now.
But I'm sure you asked a lot of questions about the problem once you became aware of it on the home disclosure form. Did I get receipts
of plumbers from years ago before I lived there? No, I did not get any of that. I assume they talked to a plumber because they did. Like I said, that was their first battle. I don't know what else they did. They ended up just throwing a pump in the room, and it seemed to work fine for them. That's why when I went in the room and I saw the water, a pump was sitting there. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's kick this baby on. And then it worked. Mm-hmm. Now, I did not have it plugged in because I didn't know the problem, what level the problem was at. Now that the pump's in, it seems okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, keep us aware. Do you have a picture of this?
Yeah.
Can we see it?
Yeah. I don't want anybody to be able to find out where I live.
Is it outside or inside?
Well, it's inside, but people know different basements around the area. They'd be able to pick my basement right out. Very famous basement.
I don't blame you.
This basement has a very specific thing to it, and if anybody ever saw it, they'd go, well, I know where he lives. I'll get it to you.
So yeah, I'd like to see that and see the extent of the problem that Charlie is dealing with this.
All right.
But you talk about the receipts. You will have like a folder or something for your home. You put all these receipts in there so that you can keep track of everything you do. Now that you're a homeowner, you know, these sorts of home repairs, you want to keep a file on that.
I have a folder.
Stuff,
you want a folder?
See, I don't deal in receipts because these are people I know. These are business transactions.
Right. Okay. It's official that way.
Gotcha. Knowing right. people.
Wait, real quick, Rover, I know you're
going to. With other people.
Yes, Doogie.
So I went downstairs in my basement to call my friend, who just the guy that fixes my furnace, to get his information.
What's your name?
I said, let me see this air filter that hasn't been changed in over a year.
This is because Doogie was trying to tell us that her furnace couldn't keep up with the cold.
Yeah.
Couldn't catch up.
It was 56 degrees.
56, 58 degrees in her home. In her home. And she goes, I don't know. I put it up to 70 and it couldn't catch up.
Yeah, because it was really cold out. Yeah,
there's something wrong with it, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went down to get his phone number and I said, let me just check the filter. I couldn't get the filter out. It was
You brought it in?
Sucked in.
Who did I tell you? I said, it's going to be the air filter.
It was
it's
sucked
gonna be caked.
In.
Let me see this thing.
Over a year.
That's not that bad.
Turn around, douche.
No, that's douche.
Dude, that's terrible.
No,
it's
not.
Blocked. It's definitely blocked,
that's,
Rover.
That's
terrible.
That's not your problem right there.
Yeah, no.
That's not helping.
Yeah, but
as soon as I took
I've
it
I've seen
out,
air filters that are.
Oh, my God. You've seen worse than this?
Oh,
this
yeah.
is terrible, Rover.
Oh, I've seen way worse than that.
Oh, this is Where? Caked on.
Well,
this is disgusting. So as soon as I took it out. And I put a new one in.
Uh-huh.
Heat went up instantly.
Oh, really?
So it's fixed?
Oh, so that was the problem.
It was the problem.
Because that I mean, it looks...
It's disgusting.
If that's completely clear...
Is that all fur and stuff? Or what is that on there exactly? I can't even...
Dust? Human cells?
Is it? You think like skin?
You might have to put that back in that bag. Ugh.
It's like floating all
around. No.
Shut up.
She's throwing it out right in here. She's going to breathe it in all day, Rover. Yeah. You're going to get sick.
Put it back in the plastic bag.
It wasn't closing. I'll put it in the hall.
Big of a deal. I called it.
Yeah.
I knew it. Air filter.
So you think that she hadn't changed that?
I know I hadn't.
In 2 years.
No, yeah. It was when
And
my
that's
brother.
A flimsy one. No. It's a cheap one.
Yeah.
I actually bought a cheaper one. Should I not have done that?
You had
I bought
good one.
Two
no, the
for
ones
three
that,
bucks.
The ones that that's pretty
that's
cheap.
That's okay. I'll go to
that's really cheap. They're one for like allergies,
right.
If you're pets. So
those can actually, some of those can restrict your airflow too much, though. Some of those ones that are even the more expensive ones. So you generally don't need those more expensive
but
ones.
But I'll go get one over the weekend.
I sent you the pictures of, you can see now again, this is the cold room.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
know the fruit cellar.
It's a root cellar. Anyways, I got to install a crock in the fruit cellar. So, here's the picture. So I come down, and this is this little weird room. I don't know. It's got insulation stapled to it.
That's the fruit cellar right there?
It's a very small little room. So that's the doorway to it, all right?
I know exactly where this place is.
Yeah.
Dead giveaway.
You've trapped children in there. All right. So that's the fruit cellar. So I come in, and you can see, like, that little room. It extends about 4 feet once you go in,
mm-hmm.
like, to the right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's very shallow. Like, it's not deep. You can barely
right.
stand up in it.
Right.
And then the second picture, Snitzer, and you can see there's, like, an inch of, like, water.
Now, that's in the fruit cellar,
yeah,
this
yeah,
water
that's the floor
that we're
the
looking at? Okay,
the
all
fruit
right.
cellar. It's,
yeah.
like, an inch.
Yeah.
And then third picture, another picture of that. And I see all this crap. There's just, like, this crap in there. You see the styrofoam,
yeah.
two bricks.
Yeah.
Behind it is this pump. And that's where I was like, oh, what's this pump thing? And I see this hose sticking out.
Huh.
So I just plugged it in, and the hose just starts spraying water out. I mean, I couldn't believe how powerful it was. And then I found a bucket. Now, in the fourth picture, you can see a little bit. You can see the plastic baby pool I was trying to inflate. but
is
if
that
you
all
zoom
water?
In, if you zoom in the bottom, you can just see it's
all
try to zoom
water?
In. No, it starts
I
right
see
there.
The water right there. Yeah.
So it's very thin amount, like a towel just picked it all up, but
still though, I mean you
it's not great.
You gotta fix that problem because
well don't guys I have
mold
a plan.
And
what if you fill the room with cement? Just completely fill it in.
Did it,
what's that gonna do?
Just stop the water.
Oh, you're saying
this
from
is blocking
floor
it.
To
oh,
ceiling?
You're saying
yeah.
all the way up.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Just do that and just get rid of it and then blocks all the water. You
I
never
don't know
still...
if that but if there's a leak it's
No, but if you, there's like little, there's two little vents in there too. Like, go to the first picture, Snitzer, and zoom in on the thing. You could see, zoom in at the top of that room.
Oh, yeah.
There's like this little hole thing. Yeah, if
there
I just.
Like a glass block
if
window?
If I just backed up a concrete or a cement truck right in there and just filled that baby in, I think that's problem solved.
Yeah, just do that.
But it might cause more problems.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think, guys, just filling up my entire basement with cement would be a bad plan?
I say do it.
So anyways, no, you just got to put a little hole in that stupid little room, and then I have the pump in there. I just dip the pump in there.
Huh.
I'm pumping out.
Pumping it
Good
all
luck,
out.
Good luck, man.
And yeah. other than that, that's step one. That's a temporary fix. Step two, guys, is to redirect the gutters away from the foundation into the the sewer or whatever. So I'm aware of that. That's going to take jackhammering the driveway. So that's the that's the ultimate fix.
Are you serious?
Well, no. I mean, it's just a little strip. I have to get to where the gutters. There's one place where the gutters are leaking correctly into the correct vessel into the sewer, and the other one right by this little fruit cellar thing. It's not going in the correct area. It's just going in the ground right by the foundation. So I have to redirect the gutters a bit. Bada bing, bada boom.
You're
going to
have a fun spring.
It's going to be fun.
Winter's just starting.
Doozy.
No, it's not. It's almost over. We're almost at February.
Isn't it January, February?
March.
Here?
We're fine.
March could be nice. March could be
or it could be bad.
January, February, March is winter.
March is fine. No.
March is beautiful.
Have you noticed?
Winter's over next week.
Such an idiot.
Have you not noticed how it's staying lighter later?
I haven't particularly noticed that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. 5:30, it's still light out.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
That,
no, I'll take it. Positivity.
Doozy, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So a lot of people contacted me about an update to a story that we have been talking about for a little while. And we did break this around 11 a.m. yesterday as it was coming down. So all those people, I will do it one more time in case you missed it yesterday on the show. Nathan Sutherland, a licensed practical nurse who was caring for a woman at a healthcare facility that was in a vegetative state, and she became pregnant. Remember, they were trying to find
She'd been in a vegetative state for 10 years.
Right, who had sex with her. Yeah. So they were getting DNA from everybody, and they have their man.
You have a video of the news talking, or the police talking about him.
This Nathan guy.
Okay, because I have a question here, but here it is.
Mr. Sutherland, may I have your full name, please?
Nathan Darcy Sutherland.
Mr. Sutherland, at the time that this sexual assault occurred, was at the facility as an LPN, a licensed practical nurse, and was responsible for providing some of the care to the victim. We believe that that's when this occurred. Under the authority of a court order, he was compelled to provide a DNA sample. That was sent over to our crime laboratory. Our scientists from the Phoenix Police Department Crime Lab tested that and determined that he, in fact, was the father of the baby. And then he was booked into the Maricopa County Jail, charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. And that's because the victim was vulnerable.
Now, my question is, this guy obviously, if he's guilty, sounds like he probably is if the DNA matches. But when they took the DNA test from him, why didn't he skate out of town right then?
Well, why give it? When they start asking
court
for it,
right.
Leave.
Oh, I think he's...
You know it's you.
I don't think he's all there.
Well, how can you be...
He has one eye open and one eye closed.
He has eyes in a vegetative state.
But how can you be... Well, isn't LPN? Don't you have to have schooling and all of that?
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, not anybody could just be a nurse.
Right.
But you're right. You got to bounce.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get caught.
Exactly. I guess maybe you hold out hope like, oh, maybe they'll screw up the DNA test. But, yeah, you got to skip town.
Yeah.
Go on, Doozy.
Another big story that happened yesterday. At least 5 people are dead in a shooting at a bank in Florida. Gunmen forced patrons to the floor, then opened fire yesterday afternoon at a SunTrust branch in Sebring, Florida. He's surrendered to police. He's in custody. He's been identified as a 21-year-old by the name of Zephan Xavier.
Why? Do we know why this guy did this?
I don't know how to say his name. From Instagram to Twitter to Facebook, the 21-year-old man kept a low profile. So not a lot of information. From what I saw this morning as well, the victims' names and ages, they were holding off because they were identifying family members. But they said that little is known about this guy, who state officials confirmed late last night was hired in November 2018 to work at a correctional institute. And that's all we really know. So I'm sure more information will come out during the morning. Again,
well,
they go to social media to see about the people.
Right.
You know, so far that's not, it's not a lot of information.
They have to do the good old fashioned police work instead of just looking at Twitter. But I'm surprised, and I don't know much about Sebring, but Florida, a lot of people carry guns in Florida. Lots of people. I'm surprised no one blasted this dude, you know, inside the bank. A patron or something.
Yeah.
But this really gets you thinking. Maybe I should. My concealed carry permit expired. Maybe I should get that renewed. But I thought about that just a couple of weeks ago.
Sitting in that class
for 10 hours. I go, or whatever it is. I go, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. I can't take this anymore.
10 hours?
No, it wasn't 10 hours. Oh. It was like eight.
Oh, okay. 8, 10, whatever.
No, it's Saturday. Like, it was like you guys try to talk me into it.
Like, it's a whole Saturday.
Yeah, it's from like so 9 till 6. I'm like, oh, I'm not giving up a Saturday for that.
So what?
But you said
it's already expired. Why don't you keep doing it if it's so good?
Because I don't carry mine. I have guns in my home. Waste. I don't need that.
That's exactly
to carry
what I have.
It.
I have my gun. I don't need to carry it.
Until you're in a bank and some guy comes in and shoots the place up.
I got my Dukes.
Yeah.
Robert, you send B2 out for like to the DMV and whatever to, ahead of time to get like paperwork done. Could she do that for you, the class for you?
I would love it if she could just use my name, sit in on the class. I'll pay someone to do that. Just use my name, sit in on a class. I don't need to sit through 10 hours of that crap.
There was a lot of back and forth, a lot of public war of words between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the President, Donald Trump. Well, finally, Trump bowed down to Pelosi, agreed late last night to delay the State of the Union address until the partial government shutdown is ended. Trump made the announcement in a pair of tweets, and he said, okay, I will postpone the State of the Union. He wanted to do it in...
I think Tuesday.
Coming up next week, yeah. So he was going to do an alternative venue because Nancy Pelosi said, look, no State of the Union. Let's not do this until the government shut down.
I guess they have to formally do a motion to invite the president to do the State of the Union in the House chamber.
Yeah.
And so she said, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, let's get the government
They
got
to get this. This is so ridiculous. This is just this doesn't give me a whole lot of faith in government. That they've let this shutdown go on. First of all, that the shutdown even took place shouldn't have happened. There's no need for it.
I agree.
And now we are, I think, planning to travel on board Rolling Glory 1 down to Florida. And the plan is to fly everyone back.
Oh, no. And, I didn't think of that.
And I told B2, I said, maybe we let everyone fly back. Except for us, and we just come back on the bus or something because...
Yeah, let us risk it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, let Dieter go through the TSA lines where they haven't been paid, because this is in a few weeks, they haven't been paid in like a month and a half, 2 months. Let Dieter go through that.
I'll pay the guy. Here's $20. Check my bag.
Don't you have that special, or is Charlie the only one that has this TSA special?
What difference does that make?
They're still waiting an hour and a half in that line.
In the
pre-check,
special line?
The pre-check, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a long wait.
At least an hour and a half I saw last week.
Not the regular line. Not
the
so pre-check. You guys will be 3 hours? Jesus. All right. So this is a little depressing.
You have pre-check, don't you?
I have pre-check.
Yeah, oh, you
everyone
do?
Has pre-check.
I think all of us do.
Oh, okay. This is a little depressing when you think about trying to fix your house and your money situation. A hedge funder has just bought the most expensive home in U.S. history. $238 million.
Where is this home located?
Four-story condo on Central Park South.
Oh, wow.
It is insane. Ken Griffin is his name, house collector, who also owns a $60 million condo in Chicago, a $60 million penthouse in Miami, $250 million worth of land to build a Palm Beach compound. And he also has over $120 million London mansion.
I got to meet this guy.
So this guy that you see up on RMG TV, they're building this this place, assembling all of this like it's a private clubhouse. The limestone building features private dining rooms along with sports club, juice bar, library, basketball court. This guy actually who will have this, I believe it is from the 50th to the 53rd floor of the building, 24,000 square feet. It takes up four floors of the building that you just saw. Very quiet on who will be living in that building. The only person we know is this guy, and Sting will also have a piece of that very expensive building. There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
People have called Rover a lot of things.
Rover, you suck. Rover, you're bald. Rover.
It all starts by calling the show. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Rover, you sound too nasally.
That's 1-866-967-6837.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe.
So I have a theory. The reason why you wouldn't run out of town if you were that guy that was working at that facility that got the lady pregnant,
yeah,
is he must have known other people were also doing it and just hoped that it wasn't him.
But it's DNA. It's going to come back to you.
Yeah, but four guys. But what he's saying is, let's say three guys are banging this chick out who's in a vegetative state. It's got a 1 in 3 shot that the kid is his. And if it's not his kid, doesn't matter the DNA.
Wait, were three guys banging her?
I don't know. That's what he's saying. He's saying that.
What if?
That guy must have known that there were other people having sex with her. That's why he didn't skip town. I don't know if that's true or not, because, if you're the only one nailing her and they take your DNA, you got to get the hell out of there, right?
Why would you stick around? You know you're going to get caught.
Exactly.
Because he's a dumbass.
Speaking of fleeing to Mexico, I watched that documentary yesterday.
Which one?
Oh, Abducted in Plain Sight.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
Wait.
Well, I'll wait till you guys watch
it,
right?
No, I didn't see it.
Maybe we'll talk about it next week.
What did you think, just overall? Interesting?
Crazy?
Yes, very interesting. Very interesting. We'll talk
about
it. Do you
recommend it?
Yes, I recommend it. Yeah, I thought it was very interesting. Didn't you?
Fascinating. I watched it twice.
Yeah, twice.
Did wasn't really? As good the second time because all the twists and turns I knew, but I wanted my girlfriend to watch it, so, when she got to that one part, the part.
Yes.
Don't say it. Her mouth was agape.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, don't.
The part with the, which one, well, I don't know which part you're talking about.
Don't give it away.
Car rides.
I'm going to try to watch it today.
That, I was, too, and B2's like, you're really riled up about that. And I'm like, because.
Something that would never happen.
Right. I go, can you imagine? Just imagine for a second.
Two guys.
What?
I don't know. You had a chance to watch it. You had plenty of time to watch it.
I've been busy. I've been crazy. So today I'm going to try
to. We'll talk about it next week, all right? Watch Abducted in Plain Sight. Okay. Everyone can watch that. We'll talk about it Monday or something. Let me take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Six guys, one chick, and over a dozen felony charges.
Dangerous.
For our country.
They're about venom, vitriol, divisiveness.
And dangerous for the world.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
I haven't seen a picture of the gunman in the Florida bank shooting, but someone sent a text message that says it looks just like Charlie. I get a lot of emails from people, and they send me pictures, and they go, this looks just like Theater or Charlie or Doogie.
I look
at the photo, and I go, that looks nothing like
it's
that.
It's just a guy with glasses.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a bald man.
Oh, there's the photo of the guy.
There's a bald guy, same thing. It's just like, no, it's just, this Theater. Looks just like Rover. Oh. Whoa, Theater, I didn't say that.
Yeah, that does not look like Charlie, I don't think.
The glasses, same glasses.
The glasses.
Yeah, glasses.
But the rest, this face doesn't actually look like Charlie, I don't think. Mike says that if your CCW expired, you can just get it renewed. You don't have to go sit through the class again.
That's not what I heard.
A lot of guys called in with that.
What?
Is that true? Same info, that you don't have to take the class again.
If that's the case, then I would.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long that we'd have to do.
Then I have to start carrying my gun around again? That's such a pain in the ass. But I don't want to get caught in something like that. You never know. People think you're paranoid. But look, these people were just going into the bank to deposit a check or something, and some lunatic comes in there and shoots the place up and kills everyone. Totally out of the blue, totally unexpected. How do you defend yourself against something like that? That's when you need your concealed
strap
weapon. That's it.
You don't want to get caught slipping.
Uh-huh. Is it actually concealed, or can you wear like a holster? Can you
wear
it out?
You don't need a permit for that.
If you just want it out. Because Snitzer wants to be Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption, and he wants to basically have a gun on his hip at all times.
Well, two. You got one here, and then you got the side one right over there.
In this state, you can do that, Snitz. Open carry.
Nice.
So you in fact, it's against the law to conceal it without a permit, but open carry, you can open carry all you want.
Why not just do that?
Because you look like an a-hole.
But it'd teach people, like, hey, don't even attempt to rob the bank because I'm strapped up. I'm ready to go.
I don't think you could go in a bank with that, can you?
Sure you can.
With a gun?
Yeah, why not?
Don't they have signs?
Yeah, there's no way you can walk in a bank like that.
Sure, it depends if the bank has a no gun sign. But
most do.
I don't know if
they do now that I think about it.
My bank does.
Does it?
Last time I went to a bank.
Why? What's the point of a bank having
that? You don't walk in
with a gun. So what?
In case you want to rob it.
If you're going to rob it, do you think that the bank robber is going to get to the bank and go, oh, they have a sign here that says no guns.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was really going to rob the place. I guess I can't. It's pointless to have a...
If you have no sign, then you have a jump on them. You walk in with the gun in your holster because there's no sign. So it looks like you're actually just going to get some money out. So they're like, oh, okay, yeah, it looks normal. Then at the last second, you take your gun out.
That's ridiculous, Peter.
Okay. Think like a bank robber.
That doesn't make them any safer. It's so stupid. Justin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, on the CCW thing, your training class lasts for 6 years and your CCW lasts for 5. So you can renew once on your original training class, and after that you have to take the class again.
Well, mine's been expired for more than a year, so I guess if your info is accurate, I'd have to take that dumb class again. Oh, man, was that miserable. That was just miserable. And then you have a bunch of clowns in the class asking. It's just like going back to high school.
Oh, the teacher's pet asking questions?
They had to ask a million just ridiculous questions.
They just want to hear themselves talk.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Get attention and talk.
Oh, man, have you ever done anything like that here? Like when they do these, they'll bring like the executives from New York for iHeart will come in and they'll have a town hall. And they'll go, okay, let's open it up to questions. And then there's always
a few people here. Stoogie, and there'll be like a salesperson.
Yeah. I don't ask questions.
And they ask these questions that are so
specific,
stupid.
Yeah. And also very specific to their one thing that they want to do, and it's just keeping everybody hostage.
Yes. Shut up.
Exactly. Go after the meeting and go talk to this person about that.
Yeah. So that's how the CCW class was. And it was long. Oh, my God, was it so long.
It was like 8 to noon. You have half-hour lunch, and then 12:30 to, like, 5.
Oh, it was a whole, it was a day ruiner, a weekend ruiner. It was so bad.
I liked it. I like learning crap like that.
John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Rover, Peter.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
You can carry in some banks. Some banks you can't, some banks you can. It all depends. Now, you can open carry in Ohio, but pay the consequences because everybody's going to go, oh, my God, he's got a gun. Mm-hmm. Be expected to be stopped by a cop and ask why you have a gun on you.
Sure.
Well, why would they ask that? I mean, it's obvious why you have
because
a gun on
people,
you.
Because people flip out. I mean, you know, and you say you didn't want to renew your CCW. But look at the couple down in Akron that got robbed the other day after getting pushed out by a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old out of the snow. Out of the snow. Yes. Akron got inundated, okay, with snow. And these people, this older couple were stuck, and these two kids, 19 and 15, helped them push them out and then robbed them.
Oh. What scumbags.
Now, would they... So why would they help push him out? Wouldn't you rob him before you push him out?
And then push him out? Who knows? Akron's so stupid.
I'm just saying, like, you think you'd rob someone, and then they're stuck, and then they can't go get help.
Oh, I thought you meant rob them and then push them out.
No. Just rob them and leave.
They pushed them out and then rob. Yeah, they pushed them out, and then they robbed them.
Yeah, that's really stupid. Trust. Yeah, that's really dumb. John, thank you. But here's the thing that people will argue. That is, okay, so that couple got robbed. I assume they didn't get shot and killed or whatever. No, they just robbed. So they survived. If they would have tried to pull out a gun, let's say they did have a concealed carry permit, they try and pull out a gun. Now they're in a shootout with those kids, the robbers, and you may end up dead. So some people argue that you are better off not having a gun. I think I'd prefer to have the gun and make a, you know, at least have the option available to me if I wanted to pull. You may be caught off guard, and you have a gun on you. You're getting robbed. You may just have to go with it. You know what I mean? Go, they got me. Got a hand over my wallet or whatever. But wouldn't you rather have that option available to you?
It's better to have a gun and not need it than need a gun and not have it.
As the old saying goes. But you don't have a concealed carry.
No, don't need it. I have it at home. Home protection, that's the most important thing.
You really think that you're more likely to get robbed in your own home than out somewhere?
Yeah.
Really? What about those people in the bank? What about all these other people that get blown away in these mass shootings? They're just out in public. They could be eating lunch in a restaurant. Some guy comes in, blows everyone away.
But mass shootings are rare, right? You'd agree that they're not super common.
Mass shootings are fairly common. I mean, how often are we having mass shootings?
Lately, it's slowed down.
There's no school
shootings. It was just that bank one. I haven't heard one in a while.
There's definitely like one a day.
No.
Well, I'm saying it might be like two people, but they don't really get the news coverage. But it's not as often as like a robbery.
As a home robbery, you're saying?
Yeah. That's happening hundreds of times a day.
Sure, but while you're in there? I mean.
I don't think they know if you're there or not half the time.
I don't know. I think you're at risk either way. Ashley, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ashley.
Hey, good morning. So for the classes, I did not want to sit in a class with a bunch of hokey people.
Yeah.
You can have, like, if you have four people, like, that want to renew, they'll just come to your house, and the teacher will come to the house, you'll do the class at home, and then you'll just go to a shooting range, and then you're done.
How long?
You don't have to sit in a class. I did it on a Sunday from, like, 8 to 2, and they bring the test right to your house. You just sit there and do it, and then you're done.
Man, that's still a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm just really lazy. It's as simple as that. I mean, man.
But then you don't have to go to a class.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I used to take classes. Do you remember that? Pre-kid, before I had a kid, I used to take classes at the, do you remember the armory down in the basement? Do you remember? I would go with my gun and I would take to the shooting range and I would shoot it.
Dude, she still never figured it out. I mean, God forbid.
Didn't you have to take her here to unload her gun in the woods because she couldn't figure it out after the CCW?
Yeah, she brought her gun in here and she goes, you need to, I forget exactly what she said. She's like, you need to take this, unload it, do something. I don't remember what she did.
I needed to unload the bullets.
You took the class. And how bad's the class? They can't teach you how to unload a gun.
I got nervous because I hadn't done the concealed class in a while and then he did it. And then I was going to gun classes. Which was awesome. Shooting range. That was fun.
Steven in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Steven.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, not a lot. I was just listening to a conversation about open carry in the state of Ohio. And yeah, it is. If you can't open carry in the state of Ohio, there's nothing stopping you from doing that. And I heard the comment where, well, expect to be stopped by a police officer. Well, you know, open carry and right to bear arms, Second Amendment protected right. Law enforcement has no probable cause to stop you and ask you any questions regarding a constitutionally protected right. They can stop you and ask you, but at that point, it's purely a consensual stop. And you, as a citizen, have no obligation to answer any of their questions unless you have.
Why would you be a dick about it? Answer the questions. It's a police officer just doing his due diligence job.
Well, because I am a police officer.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
So why would you make that comment about people that should be obeying you?
Well, you don't have to obey everything.
But it's a cop.
You do have rights, dude.
An amendment protected right. It's no different than freedom of speech or anything else.
Yeah, but you know the cops don't like freedom of speech either.
Well,
I mean, they'll try and get you for, disturbing the peace or what's the
disorderly
other?
Disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct for using the F word on the street. I mean, come on.
And that's based on
other people's complaints and was disorderly and different things like that. That's a little bit different. But when you carry open carrying, there was some issues around my area where a gentleman was walking down the street and had an empty AK on his back. Police approached, turned into a big thing because what's he doing? What law is he breaking? What's he violating? There's nothing. There's nothing like me just pulling over random cars because I want
to. Yeah, but I think these people who are carrying around these AK-47s, these AR-15s strapped to their back, you're an ass. Well, I was going to say it. You know what I'm talking about.
They're doing it to get a reaction.
Right, and what they're doing is any normal person in this day and age is going to call the police when you see a guy walking in with an AR-15 into a restaurant or something, you know, into Chipotle. You're going to call the cops because you see in the news all of these mass shootings. Now, right. These guys, and then the cops show up and they're like, it's my right. Yeah. Well, you know, you're just an ass. You're taking up police resources. You're making, you're putting, it's just ridiculous. I hate people like that are walking around with these. It's just so, oh, God, it really irritates me. Those ass wipes. Because they do it on only. They don't do it because they want to carry around an AR-15 over their shoulder. They want to want to cause a big scene, right. And they think it's a way to thumb their nose at the cops or something, and it's it pisses me off. There's a guy named David Matheson. Have you heard of this conversion therapy? Do you know what that is? Gay conversion therapy. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, yeah. For religion?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're a religious person.
Yeah.
Do they have gay conversion therapy in Catholics? For Catholics? It's
Mormons. Not in my church.
Really?
Yeah.
It seems to be more Mormons. And there's a guy named David Matheson who was a conversion therapist. He's been converting gay people into straight people for decades. Mm-hmm. Well, he just was forced to admit that after being married to a woman for 34 years, that he's now divorced and is dating men.
Oh.
Yeah. So the gay conversion therapist is actually is just gay himself.
So he
said, I've
all
given
these
up
people,
the battle. That's right.
All these poor people that they're trying to convert and change them because it's so wrong.
Right.
What a douchebag. Yeah. So then
the
now
people who
he's
are the most anti-gay are usually gay themselves and they have self-hatred.
God, that just sucks.
Or was he talking about so much being around gay people then
shut
he kind of
No, he was doing it because he had the urges. He had the urge for penis.
But
and
he
wanted to get rid of his urge for penis.
Whatever.
So that's what he self-healed, and then he decided he's going to help convert all these other gay people.
So
you're
those
not really gay. We can convert you into a heterosexual. It's all a choice, according to these conversion therapists.
Is he going to go back to all those poor people that he was telling them
to
suppress?
Oh, all the people. There's some people. I saw a quote from a guy who says there's a guy who says here's a guy who is a former conversion therapy victim, I guess you would call it. While I'm pleased for Mr. Matheson that he's found a path forward for his life, I can't help but think of the hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are still stuck in the closet. A closet that was created in part by Mr. Matheson himself. I hope that he will do whatever he can to rectify the harm that he's inflicted on many people in the LGBTQ community, myself included.
Wow.
They're saying 700,000 people have gone through conversion therapy.
That seems like a lot.
I don't know if I buy that number.
That's a lot.
That really seems like a lot. How many conversion therapists are there, and how many people are they seeing in a day? 700,000? I don't know if I buy that.
And it's all Mormons that does that. This kind of situation?
Not all,
okay,
but primarily, I think. Yeah. You're going to find out that that abducted in plain sight, Mormon family.
They are?
Yeah.
They
don't call it Mormon. They call it the LDS, but that's Mormon.
Okay. Latter-day Saints?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I always get that and the Seventh-day Adventist mixed up.
No, those are different.
Yeah.
All right, let me take a break. We have the Thursday hookup coming up, Dougie?
Yes, sir.
All right, a single woman coming into the studio who wants to go out on a date with you, so stick around, find out what kind of guy she is looking for. Might be you, and you'll have the opportunity to call in and talk to her, and she's going to pick one guy to take out on a date, and I will pay for the entire thing. It's coming up next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. For 15 years, Rover's Morning Glory has dominated morning radio.
The dominant power.
Dominated.
The dominate.
Dominate all comers.
Here's to another 15.
Up in just a moment. Whitney, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
So I wanted to make a comment. You were talking about the concealed carry license and about having like a weapon on you in case you happen to be in public and a mass shooting was happening.
Right.
So I actually just got done taking an ALICE course, which is an active shooter course, if you're not sure. And they actually teach you in those courses and they show you the statistics that by civilians carrying weapons, they actually have a tendency to get injured because when the cops show up, they're not aware of who is the shooter and who is not. And so it's actually more dangerous in those situations. Obviously,
I don't think so. And I'll tell you what, I'd love to see these statistics that they showed you, but because you don't hear, tell me about a time that you've heard, Whitney, where there's a mass shooting and the cops rush in and they shoot just a civilian. That
it just happened. There was a guy holding a gun.
Uh-huh.
He was shooting at the shooter. Uh-huh. And the cop shot that guy.
Okay. Has it ever happened? Sure. Does it happen often? Not really.
No, it doesn't. No, but I just wanted to let everyone be aware that honestly, in those situations, the best thing to do is obviously always to run away, escape.
If you well, yeah, like, but what if you're in that bank, like down in Florida? What are you going to do? So let me ask you this, Whitney: if you were in that bank, the one that just got shot up yesterday, five people killed, small confined area, do you want a gun on you or no gun?
I personally don't, and I'm actually Southern, so you would think that I would want one, but I honestly don't because I don't trust my aiming skills, especially in that situation. I don't go to the range very often. I might actually hurt someone else innocent over hurting him. Honestly, the best thing to do is to throw whatever you have on you because he's also not trained. He's honestly going to be completely distracted the minute someone starts chucking something at them. I mean, I have a heavy ass purse. I would much rather just throw that.
Oh my God. Whitney, this is
over running. You want to throw
no,
the purse?
No offense, but this is like
I'm in a confined space and you're telling me, you know, that if escape isn't my option, I would rather do that.
Yeah.
Distract him. And how, so he shot five people. So that's five people over one. If all of them would have done the same thing and then tried to counter
Whitney,
him.
Whitney, hold on. Let me just pause right there because you're talking crazy talk. A guy goes into a bank and you go, well, why didn't all five of those people are shot and killed? They should have just rushed the guy or thrown their purses at him. This is nonsensical talk because when you're in a situation like that, it's mass panic and mass confusion. People, there's not like, I'm not looking at the guy across the bank going, all right, you ready? I'm ready. Like, yeah, let's rush him. This happens so fast. There's chaos.
And definitely why I would be trying to just escape, but I certainly wouldn't want to be trying to have a gun. To
so you, what you're telling me that if you were in a confined space, you're in a nightclub, you're in a bank, you're in whatever, and given a choice, if I tell you, okay, Whitney, in the next week, you're going to be involved in a mass shooting somewhere in your life, just in your everyday business, you don't know where, and there are going to be 10 people that are killed in that mass shooting, you could be one of them. You're telling me that you go, no gun. I prefer just to carry my heavy purse and chuck it at the guy.
I mean, you have your own opinion. I have mine. I do understand where you're coming from, and I do get it, but I definitely think there are smarter ways to go about things. Like I said, I mean, I'm not
So the people who, those five people who were killed.
I'm afraid I would hurt someone else.
Those five people who were killed yesterday, they just weren't smart enough to avoid getting shot by the mass shooter, is what you're telling me.
No, it happens, especially in an enclosed space.
But you said there are smarter ways to go about it.
Then
I don't want her with a gun. She's shooting all willy-nilly, hitting the guards and hitting the cops.
Just because they would have had a gun doesn't mean that they wouldn't have gotten killed either. That's all I'm saying, and I just want...
But you have a better... You're right. You could still get killed if you have a gun, but you have a better shot at survival if you have a gun.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
That's your opinion. I just wanted everyone to be aware that, you know, there are other options is all I'm saying. I don't want people to think that they need to go out and get a bunch of guns to keep themselves safe. That's...
Teachers teach kids now in school, if a shooter comes in, just throw whatever you have at him. Stapler, pens, books.
Yep, it's the old scotch tape dispenser versus the AR-15 argument.
It's better than doing nothing,
Love
Rover.
It. Yeah, yeah, that will work. In fact, I say that we arm the United States military with staplers.
Staple
we'll
guns?
Just throw it right at ISIS. Why not?
Or shoot the staples out.
It's just as effective as an AK-47. I mean, this is ridiculous. Is throwing something better than nothing?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Is throwing a scotch tape dispenser better than having your own gun?
Oh, no.
Thank you. John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Hey, how's it going, Rover?
Hey, what's happening?
So that's what they're teaching kids in school nowadays, is to throw stuff at them instead of hide in a corner like
right.
they used to back in the day.
Well, that may be, I think that's a great idea. Yeah, just throw stuff at them. The fact of the matter is, a guy comes in with a semi-automatic rifle, near automatic, and starts mowing people down, that plan goes out the window real fast. Real
sure.
fast. And if there's a mass shooting that takes place, let's say in your office building, which is like a school, and all the offices, everyone hears it, they scramble, they run into their office, close the door, hide under the desk, right? That's what I would do.
That's instinct.
Now, what would you rather be hiding under there with a firearm or without a firearm?
Personally, I would rather have a firearm.
Of course.
Personally, everybody would, Rover. But at the same time, do you want every person you know to own a firearm and have that on them at
sure.
all times?
Sure. Yes.
Do?
Yes.
Just that girl just said she has a bad aim. Every bad
person
shot.
You know, Nads has a gun at all times. He's strapped.
Let's do it.
No.
Everybody, Jeffrey has a gun at all times.
Well, Jeffrey, I don't know if he's mentally competent
to have a... You can't make the rules.
No, there are rules about having firearms, and people who are not mentally competent...
A hothead like Dieter has a gun.
...have firearms. Yeah, he does have a gun.
But no, I'm saying it's on him at all times. He gets angry about something, he could snap.
Everybody, have a good aim. Have a good shot, though.
I'm just saying, everybody you know having a gun, I don't think is a good plan either. Every single doozy has a gun at all times.
Is that I would rather have a gun. Me personally.
Of course.
So a mass shooter comes in here, I'd rather have a gun than not have one.
Of course.
So when you're hiding in a room or a closet or whatever, if the shooter comes in, you can blast his ass.
Rover, I'm not debating. Everybody's going to trust themselves with a gun. But really, look at everybody you interact with. You want them all to have guns. Is that a good plan?
Hey, it's
all or
better
nothing.
Than getting mowed down. I just the throwing stuff at the guy.
Rover, would you rather have nobody throw something or 30 kids throw something at the shooter?
You're under a desk. Would you rather have a pile of rocks?
Let me just
or no.
They
pile
stopped
of rocks?
Throwing once the first kid had his head literally blown off and his brain splatter. His head explodes like a melon.
Uh-huh.
In front of the entire class. They stop throwing stuff. Okay.
At least at first
they puke and they crap their pants and they stop throwing staplers. It's just it's a ridiculous plan.
Some school districts are putting rocks in all the classrooms, ready to go, pile of rocks. Somebody comes in, you start tossing. Game over.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying this is true. It's in Pennsylvania.
Hey, I've seen the stories on that, and I'm let's wait for
better
the,
than nothing.
Let's wait for the news story where we see a mass shooting thwarted by a pile of pebbles. Okay,
nice
take an eye
rocks.
Out.
It's a nice size rock. I wouldn't want to get hit with a big rock.
Charlie, let me just tell you, if you were in a classroom and a guy opens up the door and shoots your teacher in the head.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see your teacher's head explode.
Okay.
And their jaw lands right in front of you.
I'm following.
You're not picking up a rock. You're literally peeing your pants. Yeah. And
I'm a child that's getting shot at.
That's
of
right.
Of course I'm going to pee my pants. It's not, that's I think right. Everybody would. You would, too. It's not impressive. Hey, hey. It's not like you're not shaming me into thinking I'd be scared of a gun shooting me. Like, of course I would be scared. I'm not embarrassed with this.
I didn't say you should be. I'm saying that you're not going to pick up a rock and start throwing it at the guy. It's just not going to happen.
Repetition. You keep doing it over and over, so if somebody does come in, you just take a rock and throw it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just...
How do you think your aim would be if there's a classroom full of children throwing rocks at you? Slow you down at all?
Have you seen these guns, Charlie?
I'm not a gun guy.
You don't have to. I mean, your aim doesn't have to be fantastic when you can shoot out 30 rounds per minute or something, and you know you don't have to be a marksman.
I'm just wondering
to mow people down in a mass shooting. Derek, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Derek.
Hey, I wanted to piggyback off of Whitney's comment earlier. First off, she is not the sharpest crayon in the box. I would not want her with me in an active shooting. But anytime I've spoken with police officers after taking my classes, their recommendation for not getting shot by responding officers is it's completely legal for citizens to carry handcuffs with them. If you're able to hurt or subdue the person who's perpetrating the crime, you can cuff them and hold them until police arrive, thus not getting shot.
That's a novel concept. I just, you know, what you are suggesting is fantasy. A guy walks into a place with an AR-15. How are you going to subdue the guy with handcuffs? He's got an AR-15.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that you're going to, you know, John Rambo this dude down to the ground, but in the event, if you are able to strike him, if you are able to stop them from committing the actions that they're doing, if you're holding them at gunpoint, you're going to look like the shooter when the cops come back.
You don't hold him at gunpoint, you shoot his ass, you kill him. You don't hold the guy, hey, you just shot up five people. Stay right there, man, don't move, freeze. Oh, you blow his head, you blow him away.
And when the
cops
show up,
then you put the gun away.
Exactly, you put the gun down.
Yep.
It's easy.
Yep. That's it. People have got to watch videos of these mass shootings, and they go, well, you know what I would do? I'd come up behind the guy and I'd handcuff him. Okay. Watch some. It's absolute pandemonium. You don't have time. You just can't do that. People who come up with theories like that, I always go, well, put it on the flip side then. Let's say that you wanted to commit a mass shooting and you had an AR-15 and you walk into a classroom. You think you'd be able to kill a bunch of people before they could handcuff you? Well,
yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, when you put yourself in their shoes, like you're really idealizing the idea that you're going to be able to handcuff a mass shooter and wait till the police arrive. I mean, when has that ever happened? Never. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the world.
Okay. But do you want rocks thrown at you in books if you were doing the shooting? Or do you want people just to run and hide?
What do you think would happen after the first person? You think after you shoot one person, they're all going to go, like they're all, I'm standing with 10 kids and I'm going to throw a rock at the shooter. The guy next to me gets his head blown off and his brains are on my face. You think that we're all going to, just keep throwing. Keep throwing.
Yes.
No.
You throw a charge. You have to take him down.
Oh, my God. All right.
I thought that's what they teach, right?
I don't know what they're teaching. I mean, we've seen videos of police officers getting shot at, and they're not even doing that. But you're going to teach an 11-year-old to do that? I don't think so. Instinct takes over. And I'm just asking you, Charlie, if you had an AR-15, do you think you could walk into a school and mow a bunch of people Charlie? Down. Before, well, okay, he probably couldn't even lift an AR-15. Dieter.
Compared to who?
Could you do
Who's
it?
Who's asking
yes,
you this?
Of course, could you do it? Yes, but I'm saying I wouldn't want people throwing rocks at me in books. That would throw my aim off.
Do you think that they would stop once he shot the first person?
What if I don't even hit the first person? Because I get a rock in the side of my head, and then I'm like, oh my God, they keep throwing stuff. I wouldn't even get a shot off.
Okay. Here's a guy, Dylan, who says he's just wrong about this.
What?
Well, he says you can't conceal a firearm in a federal building, therefore you can't have a gun in a bank. A bank is not a federal building. A bank is a privately owned institution. A bank is not owned by the government. You most certainly can have a gun in a bank as long as they don't prohibit it themselves. There are some banks that actually give away guns. If you've ever seen Bowling for Columbine, where you open a new account, they give you a free gun. So it's not a federal building. A bank is not a federal building. Oh, Dylan still says
oh,
it. Yes.
Got an update.
Oh, Dylan, yes, go ahead.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I'm 100% sure about that. You're telling me that the federal government owns your local SunTrust Bank?
No, but guess what's in it? Federal money.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Oh, there's federal money in your house, too.
Yeah.
So does that mean you can't have a gun because you carry a wallet that has a federal note in your wallet?
No, but you're in a federal building.
No, I'm not in a federal building. A bank is not a federal building.
When you took your concealed weapons permit, it specifically tells you you cannot walk into any federal building with a firearm.
That's right. A federal building would be something like a post office or a federal courthouse. A bank is not a federal building. A bank is not owned by the government. A bank is owned by a corporation. PNC Bank is owned by PNC, not the United States government.
All right, you tried bringing a gun into a federal building and a bank. And
it's not that. Anyway. All right, thank you, Dylan. Where do they...
He's totally wrong.
Where do people come up with this stuff?
Facebook.
I guess so. They have federal money in there, therefore you can't. Oh, okay. Every building has federal money in there. Can I not have a gun on the highway because it's paid for by federal money? This is just the lunacy we're talking about. All right, it's Thursday. It's time for the hookup. Single woman coming into the studio who wants to go out on a date with you. Let's get started with
hot girls,
horny guys,
and Rover's hooking them up. It's the Thursday hookup on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, this week's hookup potty coming into the studio, getting situated. We will talk to her in just a moment. She will talk to you. She'll have some questions for you, and she's going to pick one guy to take out on the date, and I will pay for the entire thing. So stand by to find out what kind of guy she is looking for. If she picks you for the date, we'll give you dinner at Alley Cat Oyster Bar and a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. They have 24-hour service, lots of different vehicles, and are available for all your transportation needs. All right, she's getting set up. You know, Doogie, she takes
a long time.
50 minutes to set up the microphone, and then it's usually not set up correctly.
Right.
Is it Emilia? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
All right, good morning, Emilia.
Good morning.
How old are you?
22.
22 years old. You look tall, but you do have big heels on, so that you may
yes,
not be
I
as
do.
Tall as you look. How tall are you?
5'8".
Okay, well, that's pretty tall for a girl.
Yeah.
She has long, dark hair, dark eyes. What do you weigh?
135
pounds. What nationality are you? Wait, hold on. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Take a guess, Dieter.
Oh,
what
God.
Nationality do you think she is?
I'm bad at that, but I'm going to say part Asian.
Part Asian is what you're going to say. All right, what part of Asia? I mean, that's a long, that's
well,
a big...
That's my... Now, you go off of that.
Oh,
we'll go off each other.
I'm going to say part Vietnamese. I don't know.
Okay.
What are you?
I am Native American, Southern Asian.
Okay. Vietnam would be South Asian.
And 1% Irish.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
All right. and what do you do for a living, Emilia?
I'm a server and bartender.
Okay.
Yes.
How long have you been single?
I'd say about 6 months.
6 months. What happened 6 months ago with
that? Oh,
why'd you break up with the guy?
Here we go. Well, they were selling illegal drugs.
Oh, so you were dating a drug dealer?
Talking, but
what kind?
I was interested.
What kind of drugs were they selling?
White girl.
White girl. All right. Now, Nads, what's white girl?
We're talking cocaine.
Oh, is that cocaine? Okay. All right.
We're talking boy. That's heroin.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So he's selling cocaine. And
it wasn't very interested, so I had to drop that.
Okay. So you got out of that.
Got me in a little kind of some trouble, but.
Did you get, popped with some cocaine or something or what?
I never took their cocaine.
Okay.
Never.
Well, how'd you get in trouble?
Well, they had it in my vehicle.
Oh.
And one bright summer day, he got pulled over.
Okay.
Who was driving?
He was. Okay. I was on my way to a piss test for a job.
Okay.
At my job.
You were in the car with him?
Yes, I was.
Driving,
yes,
and
I
you're
was.
Going to take a drug test for your job. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you get pulled over.
Yeah.
And then what happens? She's like, I don't want to tell this story. So what happens?
We get pulled over, and then he grabs his book bag, and he just puts it in his lap because he's getting nervous.
Yeah.
And he takes out the bag of stuff that he sells.
Uh-huh.
Threw it at me.
Throws it to his girlfriend.
Throw it, yeah.
Throw it back.
It went right underneath my seat.
Oh, okay.
It got stuck. And I was like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do the most in the middle console underneath my butt.
Uh-huh.
And so the cop just sees all this
action. Well, yeah, there's
going
a lot
down.
Of activity
like,
yeah. as the cop pulls you over.
And he's swerving over the lines and stuff. I'm just like, oh, this isn't happening. But it happened. So
the cops, okay, this boyfriend of yours at the time sounds like a real loser because
oh,
really
yeah.
stupid. Because when you have that much moving around in a vehicle.
But do you buy that it fell under the seat or he handed it to her and she goes, yeah, I'm going to put it under my seat.
No, he threw it towards me and it fell underneath my seat somehow. Like, I don't know how, like it bounced off. Like,
okay. And
on the middle console.
So then the cop comes up to the car.
To my window.
Uh-huh.
And he just explains that he just saw a lot of activity going down.
Yeah.
In the middle console. He's like, oh, do you have anything in this vehicle? And I said, no.
Uh-huh. And then did he goes, can I search the vehicle?
Yeah, well, I missed a part. When I found it eventually.
Yeah.
Because I got scared.
Yeah.
I've never been in this situation before. I put it in my pants.
Oh.
So just
yeah, you
in
left
case.
That part of the story out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so... All right, so you get busted for this. Do you tell them it was my boyfriend's?
Well, here's the rest of the story. So, I put it in my pants. I was just saying, like, what the heck, dude? Like, what the heck? And cop came over to my window. And he just asked, can I search the vehicle? And I said, go right ahead. You're not going to find anything.
Oh, you can't say that. You have to
I
say
know.
No.
But she has it on her, Rover. So
doesn't
she thinks
matter.
She's in the clear.
Doesn't matter. You say no.
I got scared.
Then they have go, no, bring a dog.
They have no probable cause.
Then they'll bring a
point.
Dog.
Yeah, they bring a dog. We'll wait here all day, get the dog out, see if it smells anything.
By the way, that dog, that whole thing is a scam.
But
that,
Rover,
the
dogs, make you wait.
They can make a dog hit on anything. All right, so go on. So, yeah.
And I said, go right ahead. And, you know, we both got out of the vehicle. We were pretty far away from each other. Then two other cops had showed up. One cop by my side, one cop by his side. And then a woman had showed up as well, a cop woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it took about a half an hour to search the vehicle. They didn't find anything. And then the police came over to me and tapped me on my shoulder and said, hey, come here. And brought me to, like, corner of the yard or whatever.
Yeah.
And he asked me, so if you have anything on you, let me know because you don't want to get in worse trouble than what you are.
Oh, boy.
And I said, I don't. And I kept, like, lying to him. But then he's like, well, we've got a cop over there who's a woman. She's happily to pat you down. So you better confess before you get in worse trouble. And I'm just like, I don't have anything. And he's like, well, usually girls don't have bumps right down there. Because it was
oh, right.
In the front.
Yeah. Yeah, in the front. I didn't like stash it too far, dude. I didn't put it up there. And I was just like with a straight face. I was just. Oh, okay. You know what? Here, I just knew I couldn't keep lying to him.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get pat down by that woman or whatever. So I'm like, all right, I have something. But it is not mine. It is his. And I just gave it up. And he's like, all right, cuff him.
All right. So I don't know if they would have been able to search you, frankly, because they really, I don't see that as probable cause, a normal traffic stop to search someone. I mean, even if you're moving around in a car, I think you could have said, no, tough.
I was scared.
I bet. I understand. God. Sure. They have all they're holding all the cards at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So did it matter that it was the guy's and not yours?
Oh, he knew that it wasn't mine, but like the whole procedure, retelling the story about 100 times mm-hmm. to a lot of people. I just was not. I wasn't guilty of it. I mean, I said I was guilty, but I wasn't found guilty because mm-hmm. like they knew that it was his. He mm-hmm. had like several cell phones, nothing on my phone to find that I would mm-hmm. even mm-hmm. be using. Or
so, all right. So did you get any jail time or anything over this
probation?
I went
to jail for a day and a half.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. And I got bailed out.
Now, are you on probation or anything now? Because it's kind of hot, a chick on probation, right?
Yeah,
it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
You are on probation. Yeah. And what happened to him? Did he?
He did actually go to jail for like longer than me, for sure, because his money was not properly set up. His contacts were probably messed up. No one wanted to like help him out. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it took him a long time, but I haven't been in touch with him like since the whole incident.
Now, so you were dating this guy who's dealing cocaine. Mm-hmm. What about you? Do you use cocaine?
No, I do not.
No. Okay. No. I thought maybe that's why you were dating him.
I've done it before, okay. But it's just not my cup of tea.
Right.
No. Yeah. Good.
All right. So now that's out of the way, you probably didn't think you were going to get right into that off the bat, did you?
Yeah, no. But that is a story I've been telling just about everyone. But it is a situation that I'm in, so people do no, like, oh, you know, you're on. That's a big kind of thing.
Yes,
you know,
of course
to like
it
know
is.
About someone. It's
kind sure, of, you know, right. I just have to be honest. I wonder what I would do if I met a girl. Emily is a very hot girl, right?
She could talk you into anything. But cop pulls you over.
But wait a second. No, I'm saying if you met her.
Yeah.
And you found out, you go, oh, I met this hot chick. She's good looking. Then you find out that she's on probation. What do you do?
Oh, that's fine.
Really?
Well, she's not currently doing drugs every day. What do you care about probation?
Because you don't know. You don't. I mean, if someone's on probation, you go, this chick might be crazy. You don't know what the hell's going on. And
well, as long as you explain the situation, what happened.
Sure.
And as long as I don't come off as a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
Can she talk you into hiding drugs, Rover, on your person? If you're both pulled over, you're both dating, and she goes, hide this cocaine in your pants.
Put this right up your ass.
Yeah, would you do it?
I go, sure, honey. Let's do this. She can do anything to me.
Yeah.
All right. So, Emilia, tell me what kind of guy you're looking for. Who would be a good guy? A guy who has no record, hopefully. What else? What else are you
That's
looking for
sure.
in a man?
Gotta be tall, because I'm a tall Asian.
Yeah, I mean
active.
That's weird. I mean, what your parents? Who's the tall one?
Here's the funny thing. I'm adopted, so I don't know my parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I'm from Russia, Siberia. I was adopted when I was 2 years old.
How Did they tell you that you were adopted right off the bat? Did you know, or did they play off as they were your real parents for a while until you got older?
I knew.
So you knew.
Yeah.
Was it, did it affect you at all, do you think, or was it just...
A little bit, just because, you know, I'm not, you know, blood to them, but like we're very different. Very, very different. Just very different, but that's okay, you know. We're all different, but like, and like,
what made them different than you?
I mean, they were all older. I've got 10 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So I was the youngest, so, you know, they just did their own thing, and I did my own thing.
Were you the only one that was adopted?
Nope. I was, I have two other sisters that are adopted, Annie and Mia. Mia is Korean, and Annie is Gypsy.
I see.
And they're all from Russia.
And all right, so you want a guy that is tall because you're pretty tall,
and I like to wear heels.
Yeah, so you need a guy that's at least, if you need 5'11", 6 feet tall. All right, I mean at least.
Yeah,
correct.
For sure. Okay. For sure.
All right. What else are you looking for in a guy?
They have to be active and just fun. Mm-hmm. You know, not boring. They don't. I want to have conversations that go somewhere and just go to fun places and, you know, just have fun with each other and just click. Mm-hmm. We got to click. We don't, time to go.
You must meet a lot of guys. You say you're a server and a bartender, I think you said.
Yeah.
So don't you meet a lot of guys that are hitting on you?
They're like 50 and 60. They're like members.
Uh-huh. Those old dudes.
Yeah, those old dudes.
Okay.
But I did have like a couple offers for them to like set me up with their kid or whatever, but they're like, 30 and stuff, just like, here we go.
All right, so what age range are you looking for?
Well, I would, since I'm 22, every time I go for a young dude, they have no clue what they want in life, mm-hmm. and they're just not going anywhere in life either. So mm-hmm. I typically do like older, but in the sense of like getting back into my family's life, all like that, they mm-hmm. wouldn't approve like really old because they just want to like... But
what's the oldest guy you've dated?
40.
40. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Your family would go, yeah, that's don't date a 40.
They said it was a no no.
Yeah.
A little slap on the wrist. But
we'll send you back to Siberia.
But they've kind of gotten over.
Cocaine in the pants. That's okay. 40-year-old man, get out of here.
Okay.
What'd your parents do when you got busted?
Nothing. I called them. It was a sad phone call, but
were they angry or did they see
they were like
coming?
They were just like, oh god dang it, Emmy. That's my nickname.
Yeah.
But they're just like, they were just disappointed, and like the people that was around, like I didn't even know that they had drugs on them. Like I didn't.
That's all right. All right. 866 Yo Rover if you would like to hook up with Emilia. Emmy, is that what you, that's what they
yeah.
call it? Emmy, all right.
Emmy.
866-967-6837. You can see pictures of her at roverradio.com. You can watch on RMGTV also at roverradio.com. So when we come back, you can watch, you can see her picture so you know exactly who you're talking to. She's a very hot chick, right?
Oh, yes.
I love the dark hair, dark eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very good. The drug charges, you know, that's something you can live with it, dude.
Absolutely. Okay. You can't?
It ends in August. So.
And then they wipe it off. Will they wipe it off your record because it's a first offense?
They'll sponge it off of my record.
Yeah. All right. I guess I could probably.
Yeah. What are you, crazy? You can't look past that?
She must be good in bed then, too, because if she's crazy enough to be hanging out with these cocaine dealers and stuff, God knows what, you know, she's got to be a little bit crazy in the sack, right?
Without doubt, yeah.
Of course. All right. 866-967-6837 to hook up with Emilia. We'll be right back. We'll take your phone calls after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's Morning Glory. Your one-stop shop for news, pop culture, insanity, and poop. Lots and lots of poop.
All right. It is the Thursday hookup, and Emilia is here, this week's hookup hottie. She's 22 years old, 5'8", 135, long, dark brown hair, brown eyes. She's a bartender and a server. You can see pictures of her at roverradio.com or watch on RMG TV at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. Download that to your phone right now. You can watch along. But she's looking for a guy to go out on a date with. Give us a call, 866-967-6837. She'll have some questions for you. She's going to pick one guy to take out on the date. We'll pay for the entire thing. 866-YO-ROVER. Brad, you're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, Rover. Hey, Amalia. How's it going?
Oh, it's going.
Tell us how old you are, Brad.
I'm 25. I got brown hair, brown eyes, 210. I work in logistics.
All right. He's very good. He's right off the bat. Tells us what he looks like. Tells us what we don't even have to ask. Don't even have to prompt him.
How tall?
5'10". Oh, or no, well, maybe.
6'1", actually.
Oh, okay. 6'1". I don't know where I got 5'10 from. All right. Emilia, what do you want to know about guy number one, Brad?
Well, Rover was Googling a model that he saw on a documentary. What was the last chick you Googled?
My last Google search actually was I saw a thing on Facebook about Game of Thrones, and I went to Google the actual runtime of each episode because it said it was supposed to be about the length of a movie. I looked, and each episode's about 80 minutes long or something like that. So that was the last thing that I had Googled.
All right.
Morning.
What about the last girl that you Googled?
Last chick.
Oh, last girl. I saw on Tosh.0 a long time ago, there was this chick with a really huge butt. I can't remember what her name was, but I had Googled her on Google Images just to see how big it actually was. It was pretty large, to say the least.
These girls with these asses these days, I don't know what in the hell is going on. I mean, these photos of Kim Kardashian, I guess some dudes must be into this.
Oh,
I look at this, I go, this is friggin' disgusting. She's got a semi-truck on her ass. Mm-hmm. It's gross, right? Mm-hmm. You're with me? Charlie, you with me?
Yes, I think I know this chick he's talking about. She has the largest butt you've ever seen. It almost looks fake.
Can you find a photo and send it to Snitz?
I follow her on Instagram.
Oh,
it's an amazing
butt. You have to. Okay, all
right. Follow that booty.
All right. Emilia, what about you? Do you ever Google a guy or a chick, for that matter?
Not on the daily, no. No, I just look up weird things.
Like what?
You don't want to know.
Like what?
Okay. Just like some scary stuff.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
Such as?
I don't know, like autopsies.
Autopsies.
Yeah.
Okay. You're fascinated with that.
Yeah.
Well, you and Dieter would make a good match then. Dieter's all into these death videos. Do you like watching that? Like people get smashed by a train and run over by a car or mowed down, their heads chopped off with a machete or something like
that? It's interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. But I won't, like, you know, go too deep into it. Like, I'll just watch a scary movie. And, you know,
Dieter goes deep.
I don't.
I've seen enough of that stuff. All right, what else do you want to know about guy number one, Brad?
Well, Curious George was locked up in a mental hospital recently. Would you still date me if I had to stay in one for 10 years?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've actually been into a mental hospital before, in Akron, actually.
Oh, so, well, yeah, what for?
Wait, did you stay in a mental hospital, or you just went into one like I was walking through one, or did they put you in a mental hospital?
I was put in the mental hospital.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Oh, you could be a perfect match for Emily. Why were you put in the mental hospital?
Oh, it's a long story.
We have all the time in the world. We heard her story about sticking cocaine down her pants. Let's hear yours.
I would
sum it up.
Meth played a pretty big part into it. Was on a meth binge and just was wandering around the street. And for some reason, I was in like a psychosis state. My pants had fallen down to my ankles.
For some reason, it might have been the meth you were on. That might have been why you were in a psychotic state. Okay, so your pants fell around your ankles. Then what?
Yeah, and the police had picked me up down the street off the sidewalk. I was talking to them. I can't exactly remember because I was on, like, a 5-day binge.
And I, you know, my memory is really hazy, but I had woken up actually in the mental hospital. I had not gotten any charges on it whatsoever. I was pretty sure that I had stuff in my pocket on me, and I just had woken up and everything was gone. So I don't know exactly what happened. But
so you were lucky in a sense that you didn't get charged with the meth. They put you in a how long were you in the mental hospital for?
About 12 hours or so. They were waiting for the psychosis to wear off. They gave me a couple of different drugs like alprazolam and stuff so they could calm me down a little bit.
Uh-huh. All right.
Actually, it was Ativan they gave me.
All right. Well, Emilia, you know, there's a guy in a mental hospital for you.
Oh, nothing okay. but winners. Well, what made you do meth?
I loved it. It was great. I've done meth, heroin. I've been sober for 19 months now. You know, just the whole thing, like I couldn't stop doing it on my own will. I had to, you know, attend meetings regularly, do the 12 steps and all that, and I ended up getting sober. I've been sober ever since. You know, I love talking about it because, honestly, it's really interesting to most people.
Now, so, you know, is meth, I've never, that, I'm not into drugs really, but I've taken Adderall. Is meth, if I took meth, would I have the same feeling as Adderall? Because isn't Adderall just basically legal
meth?
It's a stimulant. Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost exactly the same with Adderall. Every time I took that, usually I'd just go into a masturbation frenzy for a couple hours.
It does make me do that, too, as a matter of fact. I get really horny if I take Adderall, but then the problem is you go into a masturbation frenzy, but you can't climax.
Oh, and, it's like torture.
Oh, it's,
why do it?
Yeah. All right.
I was able to find the big butt model.
Oh, okay. Let's look
ready.
At the big butt model.
This
okay.
is Randolin.
Randolin.
This is the biggest butt.
Biggest butt.
See.
Okay. Let's
ready.
You watching?
Take a look at this on RMGTV here. Give us a second.
Sorry, Snitz.
You put Snitz on the.
I'm sorry. I
on the spot. He wasn't ready for this. Why don't
He's
we? Snitz, you
butt.
Take your time. How about this?
Oh, good.
Emilia, one last question for guy number one, Brad.
Well, yeah. Would you rather have crabs for 30 years or HIV for the last year of your life, but you don't know when you'll get it? Which one?
Because my buddy said he had scabies, which is close to the same thing. He said he had it for 6 months. He said it was the worst 6 months of his life. I'm guessing that's kind of like crabs, so I'd probably have to say the HIV. I also have a friend who has HIV, and it doesn't seem like it's that bad. So I think I'd go with that.
It's not that bad. Yeah. No.
He's got a good job. He's got a girlfriend.
Wow. Are you like, since you know that the guy has HIV, are you extra careful around him?
Oh, yes. I used to live at a halfway house with him. Every time he'd use the silverware and stuff, I'd have my own set to make sure that, you know, I don't.
Okay. Brad, hold on the line here for just a minute. How did he get HIV? Was it drug use?
Yeah, he said he almost knowingly gave it to himself because he ran out of syringes and he used his buddies, and he knew that he had HIV, but
oh,
he used it anyways.
Why? Oh, good. Well, he's a drug addict.
That's a no-no.
They're out of syringes. He doesn't care, though. He needs the drugs. It's worth getting the HIV to get that fixed. All right, Brad, hold on the line. Emily, it's all uphill from here, I think, but I'm not sure. We'll find out here. Nad's picking the good ones for her right off the bat. 866-YO-ROVER to hook up with Emilia. She's 22 years old, 5'8", 135, long, dark brown hair, brown eyes. What size creamers do you think she has, Dieter?
Well, she has a jacket on, so it's hard to... Maybe a B?
32B? Is that what you think?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a sports bra, so it doesn't really help my situation.
Just pushing them down.
What's up with the sports bras? Why do girls wear that? Like, Dusha wears it all the time.
So they don't get unhooked.
Oh, so they're massive.
I don't know. Are girls...
I'm Asian. What do you expect?
Yeah, okay. So you probably don't have a huge chest.
Oh, right, okay. And you know what? I do have a decent butt.
Uh-huh.
But it's not as big as that butt that he's probably looking at, but it is butt.
Yeah.
It's a soft butt.
Soft butt.
I get a lot of compliments on it. Let's just say that.
Well, here is that butt if you want.
All right, let's look at the girl with the biggest ass.
Ooh.
Oh, come on. No way.
Oh, it's real.
Randolin, that's her name?
Yeah, that's natural.
I don't. That is, that's gross, isn't it? I mean, this is disgusting.
But she's
this
not chick, like that fat.
No, no. She's like kind of a normal sized chick up until it gets
she
to
looks
her
like
ass.
A puddle. I mean, she's like melting.
Injecting like fat or pig fat
no,
into
I think
her.
She has like some sort of disease in her butt.
She looks like she's sitting on a beanbag.
Well,
all right. You don't have that. She doesn't. Emily does not have
or
that.
Or do I?
Let's go to Dave, guy number two. You're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Tell us how old you are.
I am 23, just turned it.
Okay. And what do you look like?
I am 6'3". I got brown hair, brown eyes.
Okay. What do you weigh?
I weigh about 195.
Okay. And what do you do for a living, Dave?
I model, and then I
you
also,
model.
Yes,
he I models. Do. You know the money in male modeling is it's all this guy's probably living in a mansion. Yeah.
You like a hand model?
Yeah, exactly. A hand model. Yeah.
What
exactly.
do you model for?
I do studio shoots. Currently, right now, I work for a local company, and then I we'll see how it grows after that. But I also own a company with my dad as well, too. We flip houses and whatnot, and sometimes we rent them out, sometimes we sell them.
What kind of modeling are you doing?
Just regular studio modeling.
Yeah, what are you nude? You wearing tight whiteies? What are you wearing when you're modeling?
I'm fully clothed. There's several layers. I have with my shirt off. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Emilia, what do you want to know about guy number two, Dave?
Dave, well, Dieter said he never wants his wife to grow a bush. Well, how do you prefer your woman's landscape? No grass?
Go ahead.
No grass, trim, shrubbery? What's your go-to?
If it's my wife, do whatever you want.
All right.
If it's my girlfriend, we've been dating for however long, do whatever you want. But if it's like first date type of deal, it's okay if it's completely gone. And I'd prefer like at least a trim down, like, you know, just for the show for today.
Oh, okay.
I see.
Okay.
Emilia, what do you normally keep?
Well, I definitely keep myself groomed, trimmed at a good, decent amount length of hair because...
You're not completely...
No, because every time I do that, like, it is so uncomfortable.
What, razor?
The next day, and it starts growing.
Itching
and
like crazy?
And I look stupid.
Uh-huh.
Just, like, walking uncomfortable, just trying to not put my hand down there and
yeah.
look even itching. Dumber. Yeah, just sit there and itch it, but no.
So what do you, how do you keep this trimmed then? What do? You have clippers? You have scissors?
No, I don't
have
scissors or clippers. It's called a razor.
Okay, all right.
I've got little techniques to,
okay,
you know, not cut myself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It works.
What else do you want to know about guy number two, Dave?
All right. Well, if you lived next to a pedophile and the police wouldn't arrest him, would you take care of him yourself?
If I could somehow get away with it, absolutely. Absolutely. But if there's legality with it, then I hate to say it, but there's nothing really I could do. I'd probably mess around with them and screw up with his yard or something like that.
Or would you move? Like, would you, like, if
you... Would I move? Yeah, I would move right away.
Right.
What about you, Emily, if you live next door to a pedophile?
I'd investigate. Get this guy in trouble.
You'd somehow... All right.
Get a reward, like $10,000 to catch this pedophile.
Uh-huh.
Like, set him
Mama
up.
Mama making money. No, I don't know. I just... Mind my own business, but as long as he's not, like, you know, creating too much of a ruckus, and, you know, like, whatever. Who knows? Like, you could have a pedophile living next to you.
I could,
true.
Yeah.
You could,
yeah.
And you wouldn't even know.
That's
true.
That's right. You know, you never know.
You never know.
Why did your parents decide to adopt from Siberia?
Well, my dad is a doctor, so he's got the money.
So he's a doctor.
Why?
And why Siberia? Did he travel there? And did they go to like an orphanage and see kids? And they
yeah,
go, I
they
like this.
Did. They saw me did? Playing around with kids. And,
did they?
And just.
And they go, that's the girl we're gonna take home.
Yeah, I guess so.
And 10 kids.
I was the cutest.
And that's a lot of kids. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, some came from my dad's side, some came from my mom's side.
Okay.
So, but they had two biological kids together,
mm-hmm.
and then they just decided they want three more.
Uh-huh.
So they just did what they did, and boom,
good
I'm
thing
in America.
He's a doctor, because you need to have a lot of money to feed all those mouths.
Yeah, nannies.
Nannies?
Do you have a nanny or no?
No. Just had a cleaning lady.
All right. What? One last question here for guy number two, Dave.
Where was the worst place you've ever had sex?
Oh, man.
Just say it.
My car in a church parking lot.
Oh, okay.
That frowned upon you.
Yeah, that's really guilty. Yeah, I know.
What about you, Emily? Where's the worst place that you've had sex?
A playground.
Where, on like the merry-go-round or something? The monkey bars?
The slide
around. Oh, yeah. No, it was like on the surface before the slide.
Okay.
I think I was doing some monkey business.
I see.
Yeah.
And that's the worst place. What about the best place you've ever had sex?
Okay, I was driving in a car.
Uh-huh.
In their car, and they were driving. But, okay.
I don't know, like a jacuzzi. Straddle the guy? You mount him, or what?
He was driving.
He was driving, and you climbed on top of him?
Climbed on top.
Oh, wow. That's dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, but we were drunk.
Oh, that makes it even
yeah.
Even safer.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We were just drunk. Yeah. Okay.
You know.
All right. 866-YO-ROVER to hook up with Emilia. She's 22 years old, 5'8", 135, dark brown hair, brown eyes. See pictures of her at roverradio.com or watch on RMG TV at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. As she picks you, we'll give you dinner at Alley Cat Oyster Bar downtown and a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. They have 24-hour service and can handle all of your transportation needs. She is a server and bartender. And let's go to Pete, guy number three. You're on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. Tell us how old you are.
I'm 29 years old.
All right. And what do you look like?
I got blonde hair, blue eyes, medium body, 6'2", kind of lean, you know, but healthy, you know.
Okay. Like, yeah. Not sickly lean. Looking, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a distributor for like a truffle company, so high end foods. You know,
for a truffle really, company. Emily dated a distributor in the past.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What do you want to know about guy number three, Pete?
What race have you not had sex with, but you would like to try?
That's tricky.
Have you ever been with an Asian?
Here's where you're supposed to say South Asian.
Right.
Native American and South Asian.
1% Irish,
yes.
Two on top of it.
Yes.
All right, Pete. What race have you not had sex with but you would like to try?
Honestly, I haven't been with any Asians. That's the truth.
Yeah.
All right. Have not been with any Asians.
Dieter, I like that, though.
Dieter, what about you? Do you have a race that you haven't tried? I mean, now that you're married, I guess you're off the market, but...
No, threesome. I've never been with the black chick.
Never been with a black girl.
Yeah.
Neither have I. Have you been with a woman, Emilia? You strike me as the kind that has had sex with a woman before. Just something about you.
Oh, yeah. Back when I was younger, she just went down on me in my house.
In your house?
Yeah, in my house, my bedroom.
Who was the girl?
Her name.
I mean, I don't need her name. I'm saying, like, what was her name?
I went to high school with her.
Okay, so it was a high school friend. Yeah. This was back when you were in high school?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're over at your house, and she...
got the hots for me.
Okay, does it take much coaxing to get you to do it, or were you like, oh, I guess, all right, I'll let
you... I don't
know.
I think I was going through a phase, but, like... It was just like her. Like, I wasn't like going out of my way just to go make out with a girl or just do anything sexually. But it was an experience.
So did what was she good at doing it? Did you enjoy it? All right.
I didn't go down on her.
You didn't. You didn't reciprocate.
I don't know. It was
selfish.
Just wasn't like.
So you didn't do it.
But I definitely have like girls that are always like interested in me at times, but like the time that I lived in
So would you do it again? Would you have sex with a woman again, do you think? Or is it just not interest to you?
Depends. Place, time, and depends who she is, like the way she looks. Mm-hmm. And
what kind of look are you into?
She's got to be hot.
Okay, just hot. No, you don't have a particular look that you
like. She's got to be, you know, she needs to know what she's doing.
Okay, all right.
But, not really my cup of tea.
Sure. All right, what else do you want to know about guy number three, Pete?
Oh, what's the dumbest fashion trend you've gotten into?
I would have to say, you know, the whole emo phase where you paint your eyelids shut.
Oh.
I love it.
You wore makeup?
So you wore makeup, Pete?
Yeah, well, come on, Rover. I wouldn't say that. You know, it was a weird...
Yeah, he wore makeup, Charlie.
Paint your nails black.
Guyliner.
Yep. Wow. What do you do? Do you ever see photos of yourself from back then?
Not particularly. I kind of cleaned it up because of the whole professionalism, you know, selling mushrooms and stuff.
It's so embarrassing, isn't it, Dieter? Mm-hmm. Dieter got into cowboy fashion. That was that your most embarrassing thing? That
was one of them. Remember cross colors?
Yes, I do.
I remember doing that for like a week.
You thought you were African?
Oh, man, that was bad.
Emilia, what about you? What's the dumbest fashion thing that you ever did that you look back and you go, that was stupid?
When my mom dressed me.
Your mom, yeah.
Yeah.
You're a little kid, of course you're.
Actually, I've never had a dumb fashion. I've always dressed myself. I was always into fashion. Like, I always had like a good outfit for high school. Just the whole look.
So you never looked ridiculous. Though.
I don't. No.
Like if I were to look at you back in high school, your first year of high school.
Okay,
that's a good look.
I had to wear a uniform, and that was a fact.
Would you go to Catholic school or something?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. All girls, or was it mixed sex?
No, it was just guys and girls.
Guys and girls. All right. Yeah. Do you still have that Catholic schoolgirl outfit?
Heck no.
Oh, you got to keep that.
Could you?
How much?
It's hot, right?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get a better one, but that went through a lot, like sewing, gluing, and just because like it was so long. I just wanted to make it shorter.
It had to be to your knees, right?
It was getting to the point where it was like really stiff.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, awesome.
All right. One last question for guy number three, Pete.
Well, a study says that if you like spicy food, you are kinkier and more into sex. On a scale of 1 to 10, how spicy do you like your food?
Hands down, 10. No questions asked. Wow. Maybe a 9.5 would be reasonable.
So there are questions asked.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, if you're that kinky, I mean, and, you know, guys, I think, are kinkier than girls as a general rule. If you're putting yourself at a 9.5 on the kinky scale.
That's anything on the table then.
So
much.
She could put a strap on.
Yeah, you're right.
Hold on, Pete. She could put a strap on and bend you over and rail you?
Yeah, no, not chill.
Oh, so that's down another point.
Yeah, I mean, I just said, yeah, I mean, and, all right, so.
Poop on the chest. Let's get right to it.
No poop on the chest?
Okay.
He hung up.
He's thinking about it. could she take, if she said, I want to take a dump on your chest, Pete, would you allow that?
What do you want? I'm there to please her. She's going to chill. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, what I found is that people who, well, let me ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, Emily, how kinky do you think you are?
Hard to say, you know. No, I like medium spice.
So. Okay.
But.
I you're making hand gestures. I don't know what she's doing. It looks like she's
No. I don't. Okay.
I don't know.
No, but let's just say I'm good at what I do.
You're good at what you do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's South Asian. She loved you a long time.
Be so horny.
Yeah. I found that the people who say they're a 9 or 10 on a kinky scale are not. Like, they somehow think they are.
They've choked someone before or peed on someone. They're like, I'm crazy.
And most of them haven't even done that. It's the ones who say they're a 6.5 or 7, you gotta watch out for those chicks. They're
trying to hide how kinky they are.
Oh yeah.
It's off the charts. Yeah.
They're
trying to hide it, and they've also met like crazy kinky people. So like they actually have an accurate scale.
I met a girl one time. This was years ago. And she I met her because she said, I said on the air that 22-year-old girls are not kinky enough.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up to me and she goes, I'm 22. I'm really kinky. I go, yeah, sure you are. All 22-year-olds think they're really kinky, whatever. So anyhow, I go out with her one time. She tells me this story about how she was dating this guy. They went out to California. They end up in this dungeon. I go, in a dungeon? She goes, yeah. She goes, I didn't know exactly what it was, but I looked it up and I found out what it was. It was a porno place that had made it. They specialized in S&M stuff, and they built like this dungeon, and they would film all these pornos in this dungeon. She's like, yeah, we end up in this dungeon, and I didn't know exactly what I was doing or where I was going, and we end up having sex in there. And I'm like, eh. And she goes, and then it ends up on the internet.
Oh.
I go, on the, she's like, yeah, I guess I was in a porno. And she's in one of these, you've seen these things, like these S&M ones. They're in a dungeon. They got the chick all strapped up, hanging from the ceiling from a meat hook from God knows what.
And she didn't know it was a porno that they were filming it?
That was her story. This was the same girl who then came to my house, and I don't know, your dad's a doctor. Maybe he has a medical bag. She had some sort of bag, and she opened it up, and it just had all sorts of stuff in there. Whips, ball gags, handcuffs.
Like a chest she brings and opens it?
She was ready to go.
Oh, she had her toys ready.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so do I.
What's the kinkiest thing you've ever done, Emilia?
I'd say... Well, I have a sex. I would have sex for quite some time, for like a couple, 4 hours.
4 hours,
yeah. Nonstop.
Nonstop.
Oh my god!
I mean, there would be like,
So you've you ever had a threesome? You have two guys. You ever take two guys at once?
Yes, I have.
You have.
Yes, I'm experienced.
How'd they convince you to do that?
I was just into it. I like sex.
You were into it.
I love sex.
All right. Was it a DP situation, or were they taking turns?
You know what? That's
private.
That's for me to know.
That's too.
So that's DP.
You're really probing too deep, Rover, just like they did.
Who knows? Who knows?
DVDA, perhaps, Dieter. We don't know. All right. We're going to give Emilia a few minutes to think about what guy she's going to take out on the date. Whoever she picks will give them dinner at Alley Cat Oyster Bar downtown. AlleyCatOysterBar.com is their website. Also, a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. They have 24-hour service, limos, Hummers, Navigators, Excursions. 440-288-LIMO or SafeAndReliableLimos.com. We'll be right back. We'll quickly recap the three guys she talked to and find out who she's going to pick to take out on the date right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's already locked down the rock demo. Now it's time to take over the urban market.
Hey, raindrops, drop tops, smoking on cookie in the hot box.
Yo, now we back to...
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Bad. All right. We're going to find out who Emily is going to pick to take out on the date. We'll give them dinner at Alley Cat Oyster Bar and a limo from Safe and Reliable Limos. If you want to see what Emilia looks like, check out roverradio.com or watch on RMGTV with the Rover Radio app. But you can see pictures of her there at roverradio.com. Let me quickly recap the three guys that she talked to. Brad, guy number one, 25 years old. He works in logistics. Last girl that he Googled was a girl with a huge ass. He says that he was put in a mental hospital when he was on a meth binge, And he would rather have HIV for the last year of his life as opposed to crabs for 30 years. Dave is the second guy that she talked to. He is, I believe, 23 years old. He says he's a model. I've used that line a couple of times, too. Yeah, and he says that he prefers a girl who is trimmed down there. Who doesn't? Although those huge bushes are coming back in style, Dieter. When you watch porn...
Some people like that.
How? Everything goes in cycles.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, it's the same way high-waisted jeans became in fashion. They were ridiculous looking 10 years ago. No one would be caught dead in high-waisted jeans. Now, every chick is wearing them. Same thing with bush. It was big in the 70s. You'd have a full bush. Then they became totally bald. Full bush will come back in style. Just, that's the way things happen. He says if he lived next to a pedophile, he would move away, although he might be tempted to take matters into his own hands. And the worst place he's ever had sex was in a car in a church parking lot. And the third guy that she talked to was Pete, who's 29. He does truffle sales. He's never had sex with an Asian, but he'd like to try. Dumbest fashion trend that he went through was his emo phase. And he claims that on a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 9.5 on the kinky scale. I don't know about that. All right, Emily, you've had a few minutes to think about what guy you're going to take out on the date. Mm-hmm. But before you tell us who you are picking, tell us who you are not picking and why you are not picking that guy.
Well, I just want to first off say thank you guys for calling in. I appreciate the calls and just...
You must be used to guys hitting on you, though, right? You're an attractive woman.
Yeah. You know, but I know how to handle certain situations.
Sure, all right.
Whatever. Well, I want to first off say I don't think, unfortunately, I will not be picking Brad.
Guy number one. Why not?
If you had a drug problem, I wouldn't want that to, like, you know, be a problem in the near future.
Crop back up in the future.
It's a good possibility. You can go right back in it somehow, some way. You know, it's unfortunate that you were in that, you know, situation, but, you know, as long as you bounce back, have a good head on your shoulders and, you know, but,
How sad is it that you're turned down by for your drug use by a girl who was arrested for having a huge bag of cocaine in her pants?
He's still on probation when he's been sober for 2 years.
Come on.
All right, so he's out. That leaves it between guy number two, Dave, the model who flips houses. And it's like when I lived in L.A., you'd meet these chicks. What do? I'm an actress. Really? That's how you make your living? Well, I'm a waitress, too.
Okay.
And guy number three, Pete, who's 29, the truffle salesman. Who are you not picking and why?
Well, you know, I'd say I would probably pick him, Dieter, because he's got a lot.
Wait, who are you not picking?
Well, I'm not picking Pete.
Pete,
unfortunately, sorry.
Guy
Pete.
Number three, sorry, the truffle salesman. Okay, why aren't you picking Pete?
I mean, it just sounds like.
You can tell us.
Well, isn't he blonde?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh yes, I think he is blonde. Not all.
You don't like blondes.
Not all like that. No.
All right, so he's out. So guy number two, Dave, throwing that model line in there. That's the deal, right?
Yeah,
I mean, a chick's like, "Oh, he must be good looking if he's a model."
Why are you not picking guy number one? He's not a model. Why are you not picking Pete? Guy number three, he's not a model.
Well, I'm into modeling, so like it helps. Like if you're creative with your actual like self, and you put it out there and like make something of that, like that's outgoing to me. You know,
what is it with chicks and modeling? Chicks love.
Taking
modeling.
Pictures of themselves.
Yeah. I mean, what is the fascination
with that? That great angle, and that comes out so awesome, and you're just like, wow, I created that, because that's me, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, I looked at your pictures at roverradio.com. They look good, but I think you look better in person than you do in the photos, don't you, Dieter?
Have you seen the
photos yet? But yeah, every girl is really into
What photos
model.
Did you use from?
I don't know. Charlie got them.
Facebook.
Oh.
You're right. Ice. Much hotter in person.
Aw,
yeah.
Guys are sweet. Thank you.
I don't know. It's just these pictures are kind of far away and.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, Emilia, good luck on your date.
Aw, thank
you. Stay out of trouble.
I will.
You're a crazy chick to date, aren't you? I can just tell. She's got an air of craziness about her. Like, she'd be really fun. I don't know. Have you
don't
had
get
this
on my bad side.
She'd be really fun when you
in the middle of the night. If you do
no,
it wrong.
That is like animal abuse. Uh-huh.
What's
you gotta like cats. If you don't like cats, then all right, it's not gonna.
Then
work
you're
out.
Out.
I've got 10 cats.
10 really? Cats?
No, I'm just joking.
What's the craziest thing you've done? Like when it comes to dating a guy.
Because
I know it's something. I mean, I can just tell it's crazy.
I
can tell. I've been doing this a long time.
What's the craziest?
What's
thing
the craziest
I've done
thing?
Yeah. With an ex of mine?
Have you ever like threatened them, like grab scissors or a knife? Or I mean, I know you've done something crazy.
Punch in the face.
Punch them in the
face. You ever punch a guy in the face, like in an argument?
Slapped. Yes, for sure.
So what do you think the craziest thing you've done to a guy?
Give me a second. What's the craziest thing you've done to a girl?
I'm not crazy. The craziest thing I've done to a girl. I really haven't done anything too nuts that I can think of. I've had girls do crazy things to me. You know, like,
yeah, like the key your car. You ever do something like that?
No.
Slash someone's tires. You ever stalk a guy?
Stalk?
Yeah.
No.
Never.
Okay. I have no reason to be stalking any dude.
All right. What's the longest relationship you've been in?
4 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened to that guy?
Just wasn't working out, you know? A little too old for me a little bit. And
was that
my parents don't like him.
Was that the 40-year-old that you were dating?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So wait a second.
You're 22.
Hold on a second. How old were you when you started dating this guy?
Around like 18.
17 and a half.
Okay.
Oh, man, this guy.
Dude, that's the pedophile we were talking about, the guy number two. Wow. So you were you 16 or 17 when you met this guy?
It's for me to know.
Come on, you can tell us.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he your boss?
Oh, no, he's not my boss.
Is he R. Kelly?
All right, how old? 16 or 17 when you met this guy?
Okay, 16. I'm not going to lie.
You were 16.
Yeah, that's why my parents.
And he was how old at the time? Is he 40 now or he was 40 then?
No, he's 40 now.
Okay.
So
he was 35, 36 at the time and you were 16.
Yeah.
How did you even meet this guy?
I was on a little walk in downtown Willoughby and he was on his balcony and he didn't have a shirt on. So I saw his muscles. So I was just like, oh, okay, what's up? How you doing? He kept looking at me, trying to like talk to me. He was just staring. So I'm like, oh, let me see what's up with him.
Okay.
So we did click for sure. So I had a lot of fun with him. But
how
a lot
old
of ups
were you the first time you had sex with this guy? Were you 16? You were.
Around there, yeah. Wow.
Did he know you were 16?
Oh, yeah.
Right
off
the bat? Oh, yeah. That turned him on.
Wow. Can you believe this?
Curve.
I'm not entirely sure, but I believe 16 is the age of consent here, and I think it's, I don't think what he did is technically illegal, I don't think.
I don't know.
My mind's telling me no. And how did your parents find out about this?
You
didn't tell her.
Speaking out.
Your parents, did you?
And text messages, whatever, and my mom was like, she was so mad.
And
it just got so rocky around there, and I didn't move out late 17.
Yeah.
So I've been out on my own for like 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Whatever.
I have a quick question. You said you're from Siberia and you're Native American. How did you end up in Siberia?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, you have no idea. All right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I got a lot of crazy stories, man.
16 years old, and you're dating a 40-year-old dude.
Okay, judge me.
I'm not judging you.
Judging him.
Yeah, I judge him before I would judge you.
Yeah.
I can see why
16 years.
Okay, if you had a
daughter,
let me ask you: if you had a 16-year-old daughter, would you want her dating that guy at the age of 40?
No. I was a rebel back then.
But what makes, do you really believe the guy's a good guy? I really didn't care. You believe he's a good guy? He's dating a 16-year-old girl?
He's taking care of me, very honest and whatever, but there have been arguments and stuff where it was rocking, like, sort of like the beginning when I moved out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just...
Now, what would his friends think about this? I mean, because if I'm a 40-year-old dude, you have friends, right, Dieter? Like,
yeah,
like, just humor me for a minute. Let's say, Dieter, that I'm 43.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that we were hanging out, we'd go out, we'd go to a bar, whatever, and I start bringing a 16-year-old girl around. What do you do?
Call one of those tip lines. You know, police tip lines? Got a pervert around here. A kidnapper.
But that would make you uncomfortable,
no, yes.
Wouldn't it?
But would you know? Would you know she was 16?
Come on. Yeah.
He's probably saying, oh, she's 18. I just met her. You wouldn't know between 16 and 18.
I mean, what did his friends think? What did other people think? I can't tell what you... I don't know what you're saying when you mouth words to me. Oh, stop asking you?
Stop asking questions. This is in the past. I mean,
right?
It is in the past.
Yeah.
Statute of limitations.
But what would his friends think, and what would people think?
They didn't care.
Really?
Yeah, especially his family. They accepted.
Oh, he brought you around the family.
Oh yeah.
A 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
That's some balls, isn't it?
Wow. Again, he was 36 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did he have money?
He was a hard worker.
Yeah, what do you do?
Police officer.
Yeah.
What kind of line of work was he in, if I may ask?
Granite shop.
All right. A granite shop. All right. That is
that makes us good money.
That's something else, Dieter. I mean, wow. All right. Well, anyhow, Emilia, good luck on your date.
Thank you.
Let us know
Thanks
how it turns
me.
Out. You're
Rover.
Welcome.
It was nice meeting you.
And it was good meeting you. Good luck on this
you
date.
Too.
And let us know how it all works out for you.
Okay.
Ladies, if you want to get on the Thursday hookup, go to roverradio.com and you can sign up. Send us a photo. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And maybe you can come into the studio and talk to a few different guys and pick one to take out on a date. And we'll pay for the entire thing. Sign up at roverradio.com. It's under the show tab. And there's a link that says get on the hookup. Fill that out. And what are you smiling at?
No,
there?
I don't know.
I just might know that. I see Dieter smiling.
No, I might know that guy that was dating her. I'm thinking it's like the same area I grew up, same age.
Yeah,
I know that move downtown.
Oh, same
Willoughby.
Exact age too.
I know.
Like balcony, just hanging out on your balcony,
with your pecs out. Oh yeah, this might be one of my friends. I gotta ask her off the air.
All right, go ask her. Let me take a break, and we'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. You love us. You hate us. At times, you really hate us.
I hate you so much!
You can't live without us.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Tommy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tommy.
Yo, Rover.
Yo!
Hey, I think I figured out who the 40-year-old is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he goes by Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dieter and Peter.
He is out from Willoughby, and that's why he is so defensive.
Dieter, you same are area. From that area.
Same age.
Uh-huh.
Same...
I can't see you doing that move, taking your shirt off,
oh, yeah. Hey,
standing
baby.
On a balcony on a Friday night,
yeah.
What
happened? Calling girls.
Oh, yeah.
The hookup girl.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't.
She was 16 and dated a 40-year-old who she met on the street.
Basically. She's 22 now, Douchey. She's not 16 now.
Well, I know that, but when
she dated
was
him
16.
For 4 years,
he was 36 to be exact.
Okay, well now he's 40.
Right.
The
okay.
balls on that guy.
She's hot.
Yeah. So I asked her in the hallway.
Crazy.
I go, who is this guy? He sounds like one of my friends.
Mm. Yeah.
In the same area and stuff, and she didn't want to tell me, but I said I won't say his name. So she told me. I don't know.
You don't know
no.
the guy. What would you do if your friend started dating a 16-year-old girl at this age?
I can't believe it, man. I mean,
and she goes and visits this dude's parents?
Yeah, if you keep that a secret, I can see. But to bring her around your family, and they know this chick is young.
Right. That's insane.
Yeah.
That is absolutely insane. I mean,
is it legal?
I don't know.
Yes.
I thought it was 16, it shouldn't be.
With parents' permission.
16, and there's no age difference. It doesn't have to be within a certain range of numbers. It's 16 is it.
So I could go have sex with a 16-year-old today.
Go do it.
Yeah. It would be fine.
I dare you.
Yeah. All right. I mean, isn't that crazy?
I thought the parents had to sign off on that.
Well, because you could really be a 35-year-old guy. You can easily manipulate a 16-year-old chick.
Sure.
Andrea, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Rover. I'm sorry. I have a terrible cold. Love you guys.
We love you, too.
I wanted to tell you about, this is a friend of my sister's. He last year had a 4-month, if you want to call it, a relationship with a 16-year-old girl.
How old was he?
38.
Okay.
And he was married to the friend that I'm talking about. And they sent back explicit emails with sexual innuendos and situations, and then sent pictures. And he was caught in December of last year, and then put in jail for a year for trial to go through, and then was sentenced for 5 years, and they never even had sex.
Wow.
You know, that's an interesting thing. So I'd have to think about this. So you could, I think technically you could have sex with a chick who's 16, but if you sent her a D pic?
He did.
I don't, that's probably illegal for giving adult material to a minor.
Or if she sent something back, too.
Or you can sleep with her.
Kitty porn. Yeah.
You could bang her.
Yeah, but if she sends you a photo or you encourage her to send you a photo and she's under the age of 18, that's a big problem. But you could have sex with her if she's 16.
That's so dumb.
Isn't that crazy?
I went to jail?
5 years, she said.
Oh, man.
I can't believe that. 40-year-old dude.
I'd kill my kid. 16 date, no 36.
You would have. Well, she had to move out of her house.
Absolutely.
You kick her right out of the house.
But that didn't solve it, Rover. She then moved in with the guy, dated him for 4 years.
That's true.
You have to lock her up, lock her down, and be like, no, you're not dating that guy.
Yeah.
What would you do if you had a 16-year-old daughter? She started dating a 40-year-old.
I think you
dude.
Go talk to the guy.
Oh, you fight the guy.
Well, it sounds like the guy was a built guy, like a big muscle head kind of guy. You talk to him, he's a huge guy. Just kick your ass, Charlie.
Oh, no, you come strapped. You don't come.
Oh, okay.
The holster.
You don't miss.
Uh-huh.
You bring a gun, you say, it's over right now. And you lock your daughter up, man. Put a lock on the door from the outside. Lock her in her room, man.
Yeah, that's just wild. That. Do you think it has something to do with her being adopted from Siberia?
Yeah.
Or from anywhere. I mean, not from Siberia, but just being adopted, do you think that there's some sort of...
like daddy issues?
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Yeah,
why?
She had 10 kids. There's 10 kids in the family, so...
Were they all adopted?
3 of them were adopted, I think.
Okay. Loving family? Like, what's... I don't understand how to go from that to that. What's 2 different extremes? Like, how do you go from just because she's adopted?
Well, I think that can mentally affect you. You have disconnect issues, you know, where you abandonment issues. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? I'm not a psychiatrist, but you
have a father you never knew. You don't have abandonment.
Maybe I do. Maybe that's why I am the way I am. Could be. Snitz, you have teenage daughters.
Oh.
How old's your youngest? Older than 16 now, right?
Girl. The girl is the youngest is how old?
She graduated. She's 18.
18. All right. So let's just go back in time 2 years. Ugh. I know. It's a tough time. This is a miserable time in Snitzer's life, I think.
Hormones.
60. Oh, God. I can't. Can only imagine. Those chicks are crazy. Boys are easier.
Boys have hormones,
you have to worry about
too.
Boys getting, yeah, you have to worry about boys
easier.
Getting
girls
into
are...
trouble. Like, boys will do stupid stuff. Like, you'll get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning from the police, and you'll go, and they'll go, what? And he, you know, vandalized a house and knocked over a statue, or, you know, like, That kind of stuff.
Yeah, the boys were really easy. I had them first. I have two older boys and two younger girls. And I was spoiled with the boys. They're so easy. And the girls came along.
And you didn't even know what the hell you were doing because it was your first kid.
Yeah.
You'd think you would learn, like, by your fourth, you go, I got this down. You'd think that the third and fourth child would be better than the first two.
You'd think.
Okay, so let's go back in time. 16.
Yeah.
Your daughter's 16. She starts dating a guy that's 36 years old. What do you do?
Oh, my God. I mean, no. I mean, I'd be in jail probably. I don't know. You'd have to go after that guy. There's no way I'd let that happen.
What if he's a really nice guy?
No.
Successful. He's making good money.
She's 16.
Nice car. I know, but you know she's set up and she's taken care of.
Who cares?
No.
And if they hit it off and they get married.
He's an old perv. Who cares?
Okay.
But what do you do, Snitz, if the guy is a huge muscle head guy?
I will freaking choke them out. I will kill them.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd grab my butter knife. I'd go out there. I don't know, call the cops. I guess it's not illegal, right?
Yeah, they would say, so what?
I'd make up something. I'd plant something on them. I don't know.
Plant drugs on them?
Yeah.
did either of your daughters ever date a guy that you didn't like?
Yeah, I probably didn't like every one of their boyfriends, but, you know, they weren't horrible or anything.
Do you say or do anything? Or
no.
Do you just keep your cards close to the vest because
the more you fight, the more they'll rebel against it. And then,
that's
So you say, oh, I love this guy. And then they dump him.
Yeah. He's exactly right. That's the way that you have to do it, Douchey.
Dreading this.
Because once you let them know that you disapprove of that boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, out of spite, they'll just keep them.
Yeah, you can't. It's impossible to separate at that point.
Hmm. Not good.
Lincoln, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lincoln.
What's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
Hey, talking about the chick, the bondage chick that went to California.
Yeah.
She probably ended up at this place. Their website is kink.com.
Kink.com.
It's like a warehouse. And they set up dungeons and living bondage and submission and all that.
Yeah, I think that might have been what it was because I wish I could find the porno that the girl was involved in. I'd like to see that.
You know what she looks like? Scroll through their life.
Yeah, but I'm on kink.com right now, and it seems like they have a gazillion videos.
Yeah.
I'm on the gay section, Charlie.
Nice.
I don't know what part you're on.
It says gay or straight at the first sight.
I misclicked. all right. Thank you, Lincoln. I've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to our last shizzy of the morning, the news.
Okay.
What do you have coming up?
Oh, my God, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, that means she has no clue. She's been back there twiddling her thumbs during the hookup.
She's been
off the air for the past
2 hours.
Not even listening.
What?
All right, we'll be right back. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Forget the TV show. These guys have been doing the strangest things for over a decade.
This is bad. Oh, God.
Strange, so strange.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, the shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have, Douchey?
I know you guys were talking about the Netflix documentary, Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yes.
Well, I have a new documentary that we're going to talk about that you should start watching tonight, if possible. Also, if you have thousands of dollars to waste on a game, like a board game, I'll tell you what you can get.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Madeline, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was calling in about the 16-year-old, somebody over 18 thing.
Yes.
I actually grew up, A guy I went to high school with actually ended up getting charges pressed against him and having to register as a sex offender, because if the state or the parents choose to press charges for sleeping with somebody under the age of 18, they can.
I don't think they can. Not in this state. I'm reading the age of consent law, and it's 16. You can consent to have sex with someone at the age of 16 with any age.
Maybe it used to be that way, but not anymore. It's just 16.
16, that's it. Yeah.
And 16-year-olds can have sex with 13-year-olds. That's as low as they can go.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, frankly.
No.
I mean, 16, 13.
Are you insane?
What makes me insane?
That could be a freshman in high school and a junior or senior.
Freshman is not 16.
No. The 13-year-old. No, you could be 13, not. 14, and a freshman.
You could be 16, and I think I was a sophomore when I was 16.
I was a junior.
I was two.
So, yeah, because I was a little bit older when I started school, because my birth date cutoff was like 21 days past the age cutoff.
If your 13-year-old is having sex, I mean, we have problems here. That's just...
Lots of 13-year-olds are having sex. Yeah. So, what I'm saying is, 16 and 13, that's pretty close in age. I don't... What are you going to throw... You would be in favor of throwing a 16-year-old in jail if they had sex with their 13-year-old boyfriend or girlfriend?
Put the 13-year-old in jail.
You don't...
13, you don't have sex with a 16-year-old. You just don't.
Would you rather have Gia be 13 and have sex with a 16-year-old boy?
No!
Or be 16 and have sex with a 40-year-old man?
Neither. I am going to lock her in a cage. Neither. It's not going to work for me. Ugh.
Philip in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, hi, Philip.
What's up?
I'm doing good. Hey, I always wanted to wish you guys... wish you guys a safe trip coming to driving to Rochester for that. But I'm looking forward to see you all tomorrow night.
Good.
And
the tomatoes ripe, he said.
Hungry.
No. I want to tell you again, congratulations for getting married. Awesome.
Merry Christmas. You said Merry
Christmas.
Yeah, Merry
Christmas. You got babies.
Oh, you have a baby now?
Congratulations.
What's his name?
So, it's like you said, I'm happy that you found your partner, Theo.
It's falling apart. His body's falling apart. Yeah. He's getting older in age.
You got to hit the gym, man.
Yep.
Okay, and I was wondering, like I said, I was wondering if you guys should check out my job, the Jensen Boo House. For lunch tomorrow, you guys
will
enjoy it.
Oh, he's started a haunted house, the Boo House.
Oh, okay.
Somebody at my job.
Got an H job.
Oh, man. Finally, he's getting some action.
Yeah, is she hot?
No, that's good 10 years ago. Okay, I'm just very, very excited to see you guys, and I'm looking forward to check out that.
I like Chekhov in Star Trek. Yeah.
No Star Trek for that. Okay, but yeah, it's fun to say hi. Okay.
Oh, you're high right now. Yeah. What drugs you on?
Smoking weed?
No.
Doing
that's
the X?
No, that's
Molly?
Does your employer know you're doing that? Don't get caught.
No, Molly. No Molly for me either. But yeah, it just comes. Okay, I'm trying to say hi. Hope you guys do check out my job, though, at the Jensen Boo House. I think you really like the place. Just, the restaurant is on the second floor, though, if you guys do come here for lunch. I'll stop right there.
Okay, so stop posting that, Dieter. Apparently you are threatening him on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So
Dieter's my bro. I know he would never do that.
Philip, we are leaving for Rochester today. We'll be in Rochester for Rover's Holiday Hangover 2019, which is tomorrow night. It's at the Armory. And we will be there for Young the Giant, Lovely the Band, Grandson, and the Interrupters. You can get tickets. I think, can you still purchase them online at thezone941.com? I think so. All eight locations of End Vape Smoke Shop. The House of Guitars. What is that,
Charlie?
What's
that noise? She's Kerosene
is about breaking free. Trying to play the song, and they decide to add this entire thing in the beginning. So sorry about that.
That's all right.
I was wondering, with Doozy, are you going to go to the after party or no?
Am I going where?
To the after party.
Yeah, after tomorrow night. Yes, I will be there. We're all, every single one of us will be there.
After party, you wipe.
No. No, but I talked to you in a couple of years, so it'd be kind of cool.
Sure.
Did you say the after party?
The
as well?
After party is at Firehouse Saloon.
Yes. 11 to 1, I think. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We'll be there right after the show from the Armory. What's that look for? What's wrong?
No, I'm just, it says Rover's Holiday Hangover Official Stone Yard After Party. What does that mean?
Maybe
and then at the Firehouse Saloon. I just want to make sure we have the right info.
Yeah.
814 South Clinton Avenue. And this will be after the Holiday Hangover, 11, 1130 or something like that, until we end up leaving. Oh, Stone Yard Brews. That's why. They're on special. And you can win merch signed by the Holiday Hangover bands. That will be tomorrow night after Rover's Holiday Hangover at the Firehouse Saloon. We'll see you over there. And we'll see Philip from Rochester there as well, I suppose, right?
Yes.
Cool.
All right, Philip. See you tomorrow.
Hey, see you. You all take care. And like I say, again, have safe driving.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll stop by at your work, man, before.
Yeah, you guys would enjoy it. I know you would lick my face too, Todd. You
lick his face? I'm not going to lick your face.
No. And on the first floor in the back, there's a bear cage section. I know you would like that section. So you can
bear cage.
There's a bear cage.
No.
And he said back door.
No.
So I think what they did was they lock you in a bear cage. This is some sort of sex dungeon. Lock you in a bear cage, and then some guy gives you back door action.
No.
Dieter, you would love it.
No, it's no deal. You lick, it has all different flavors. Of
you lick it, and it's...
Lick it and forget it.
That's right.
No, lick it.
He said you pay for favors there. He said, my God. All the favors you pay. $10, $20, depending on what kind of lick you want, what favors you want.
Philip, just hang up before we keep going.
All right, Philip. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
See you, man.
All right.
Safe travels.
Doogie,
are
you ready for the shizzy?
Yo.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. So, I don't know this doomsday clock. The hands could move closer to midnight.
What do you mean you don't know what the doomsday clock is? This is nuclear Armageddon.
I know. I think it's at 10 a.m. they were going to go live with the announcement, and I don't know if it's happening right now. They're going to announce today.
I don't even know what the hell all that stuff is
about. If the world is going to end sooner.
Nonsense. Okay.
Why
does anyone pay attention to who runs that doomsday clock?
Well, they're rating like if a war is going to go off and how many minutes we are.
But who's rating it?
Oh, official people.
Officials.
You know, those guys.
No, it's not official people.
That's official-ass people.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists.
They sound pretty official. Mm-hmm. How many minutes are we from midnight right now?
I don't know. Can you tell?
And if it hits midnight, it's going to start?
The end of the
war?
We're done, yeah.
I don't think we'll ever get to midnight, because if we got to midnight, we'd be dead.
Be bad.
Yeah, it would be nuclear Armageddon.
Yeah, that's it.
We're 2 minutes to midnight.
Do they announce if we're closer or not, or is that they're doing it right now, 10 a.m. Eastern?
I don't know that story. That's just what the doomsday clock is currently at.
Okay.
I love that people pay attention to that stuff.
Oh, they do.
That is just so ridiculous. All right, go on.
So you remember the 13-year-old girl that was missing for 88 days and she was found walking down the road without a coat and gloves.
Jamie Kloss.
Jamie Kloss, that is correct.
Someone who's the guy went in and kidnapped her out of her house, killed the two parents.
Correct. Well, the company Hormel Foods, they employed Jamie's parents, James and Denise Kloss. The company said the Klosses were longtime employees of one of their stores. And
I don't think it's a store. I think it's a factory.
The Jenny O store in Barron.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That's so, a store?
That's a bunch of stuff. Anyway.
Oh, she doesn't know.
So, no, the Hormel Foods is the parent company of this store, the Jenny O Turkey store, which
okay.
they work.
All right, all right.
So that's irrelevant.
I thought
anyway,
they worked at a food processing plant. I didn't know they worked at a store.
So the company ended up contributing a bunch of resources to search and rescue efforts, which included $25,000 towards a reward for any information for the release, the freedom of Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
So they have decided, now that she is home safe, they said they're working with law enforcement to donate that reward to Jamie because she was able to get out and rescue herself.
Good.
No. So she's going to get the $25,000.
Wonder if the broad who found her. If
she
she's upset that she's getting...
She didn't find her.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, I mean, she went to her neighbor's house.
She was there.
Jamie walked up to a girl walking a dog.
But that
give the money. The girl
called the police.
No.
Yeah, that person took her in and called 911.
I don't care. I don't care.
I wonder if they're upset that they're not getting some of those
counts. I'd be sue for that money.
You guys.
I wouldn't sue Jamie Kloss for that money.
I'd sue somebody.
I would stay away from that.
If we have lawsuits because they want part of that money for a girl that sat and heard her mom and dad get blown away? No.
No, absolutely. She deserves the money, but
yes.
they also deserve a little bit.
No,
Rover,
they don't.
The Jenny O Turkey Store is like the name of everything. It's like the Jenny O Turkey Store employs in excess of 7,000 employees at its corporate offices and plant locations in Minnesota and Wisconsin. So that's just like the name of the all-encompassing.
Is it like a retail store? Like Honey Baked Ham. Like they have a retail store.
Oh, that's
go
good.
In there, buy. Oh.
Isn't it?
Do you know they sell sandwiches and stuff at Honey
just
Baked Ham?
Just had one yesterday.
Oh,
ham
no
sandwich.
Way.
Oh,
you went in?
Listen, I got the recipe for this. I'll have to. B2 goes in there. She gets me this sandwich. You have to put banana peppers on there. Now,
no,
I know.
No.
I'm into
no,
it. Keep
no,
you're
no.
wrong, Dieter.
No.
No.
What are you doing?
Put banana peppers on there.
Do they not serve them? You have to get your own.
No. They serve them there.
Well, okay.
The taste is so. It's a taste explosion.
What are you doing?
It's an explosion right in your mouth.
What are you doing? On a ham sandwich?
You can't handle banana pepper?
Yes, on a ham sandwich.
Why don't you put peanut butter and jelly
and
on the
also,
sandwich while
hold
you're
on.
At it.
There's, well, no, there's something else you got to do. Don't get it on the regular bread, Charlie. You want it on a croissant.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I had like a big, thick wheat bread yesterday.
No, that's garbage. You want a croissant. And I'm telling you, get the sandwich with the banana peppers on. It's a life changer. You'll go in there twice a week wanting that.
Yeah,
I can
I
eat that every
know.
Day for
my
lunch.
Girlfriend just showed up with it yesterday, and I said, ham sandwich time, so I didn't really know.
So that's
okay.
What I'm wondering. Is Jenny O Turkey Store, is it like honey-baked ham just with turkey instead of ham?
I'll do the research.
I don't know. I thought they worked at a food processing plant. That's what I thought. Like they were cutting the necks off turkeys.
I think they do.
Okay. So that's just a better way of saying we're cutting the heads off turkeys.
Yep.
We're going to call it a store. Okay.
But I didn't say it wrong. I did say it
no,
right.
No, you're right.
Okay.
Hold on. We do have a live report from Jeffrey LaRoque's house. Crying Wolf Dave, good morning.
Uh-oh. Hey, good morning, guys. I was just curious. Jeffrey making the trip with you guys this afternoon?
Oh, no.
Yes, he is. He's going to Rochester.
Oh, my. Well, this makes sense now. I'm live in front of Jeffrey's house. There's about 500 dudes, sweaty, getting worked up. I think she's going to host the first 2019 Mary Elizabeth gangbang.
Oh, boy.
I mean, Astroglide has installed industrial-sized lubricants. I have Trojan Company here. We have condoms of every shape and size imaginable. And there's actually a guy, I'm not sure if he's actually, you may want to sue him for this, Rover. He's installing Rover Morning Glory holes through Jeffrey's siding of his house right now.
Oh, boy. Just drilling right through the side of the house.
Yes, sir. I will come back at you with some pictures and some updates, and we'll figure this thing out, guys.
Can't wait.
Okay. Crying Wolf Dave, thank you. Apparently, they're installing turnstiles at the front door right now for Mary Elizabeth's Bukkake Party 2019.
Whatever.
Jeffrey's out of town, and that's what happens. All
okay,
right, go on, Dougie.
So the other story about this Olivia Ambrose, the 23-year-old girl who was leaving a Boston bar Saturday night. She was kidnapped and this guy ended up taking her. And you said, well, maybe they just hooked up. No, she was held in his apartment. They got a tip. They bombarded him. He's in custody.
Well, I said maybe. I didn't know he kept her for 4 days.
Yeah, if it was one day.
Yeah, if it's like Saturday night and then she wakes up Sunday morning.
Right.
She was just drunk. The guy took her home, didn't know her, took her home, and she slept it off.
But well, this guy.
Keeping her for 3-4 days.
Victor Pena.
Yeah.
Was in court and he was arraigned for the kidnapping charges. I guess he was sobbing and crying like a baby and sucking his thumb.
Oh.
According to reports, when the cops got there, he would go back and forth from being violent with them to sobbing and going like shifting back and forth, like crying and then violent. So they said he's got some issues, obviously, and they're going to do a mental evaluation.
All right, go on.
All right, if you've got money to burn and you love the game Jenga, how about spending $2,400 for the Louis Vuitton version?
Oh.
How ridiculous is this? I don't know why anybody would spend.
It's Jenga just with Louis Vuitton branded pieces. Okay.
Yep. So, if you've got money to burn. All right, so...
You know, that is a little bit crazy. Yeah. I don't have a problem people spending a lot of money on expensive designer clothes, shoes, whatever, because you actually get some use out of it. Some people might go, it's crazy to spend $600 on shoes. Maybe, but at least you get to wear them. What are you going to do with that Jenga game that you spent $2,400 on?
Well, it's just to impress
Unless you play Jenga every day, it's not worth it.
That's clearly impressing people that come over for game night. Look what I got. You know what I mean? Which is so stupid. Who cares?
I don't know if that would impress me. I'd go, that's weird that you spent $2,400 on something you can't really use, but okay.
This day in history, today is Thursday, January 24th, 30 years ago today, 1989. Ted Bundy fried in the Florida electric chair, which leads me to this story. The series premiere of Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes, Netflix, tonight. A documentary with recent survivor interviews, archived footage, audio recordings of serial killer Ted Bundy on death row before he was executed 30 years ago. A lot of people say that this is going to be really good. Also on this day in history, 35 years ago, Rover, in 1984, Steve Jobs unveiled the Macintosh personal computer to a group of Apple shareholders. Dramatic presentation that shocked the crowd when the Mac spoke to itself.
Or it was faked.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
It was faked? The computer speaking
couldn't
was
really,
faked?
It couldn't really do what it wanted to do, so they somehow just recorded it saying that and played it. So the real thing was supposed to do is, you know, talk.
Right.
But it didn't really do that.
Ah. So I didn't know that.
It last minute.
I didn't know that. But, I mean, when they released it, it did work.
Later it did.
Yeah.
But not in time.
Okay.
Catch a Predator host Chris Hansen has bounced back from charges that he bounced thousands of dollars in checks, and he won't have to go to trial after all. It's because TMZ is reporting that Hansen cut a deal with a merchandise company that he was charged with to the tune of $13,000. Remember, he had bought all this stuff, mugs and all these things, and he wrote bad checks.
Yeah.
So they dropped the charges because he paid all of that money back.
There's got to be something more going on. I feel bad for Chris Hansen. If I were to guess, there's got to be a drug problem or something. I mean, how do you go from being on Dateline NBC to passing bad checks?
There's no money. He's not working.
I can't control my horny level.
But why? Why isn't he working? There's got to be...
He's typecasted as that guy.
No, there's something more to...
He could get a job
somewhere. He was doing stuff before he was doing
he was just
To Catch a Predator.
Reporter, wasn't he?
No,
that's how he started off on the
news. Everyone starts off that way. But he didn't just go To Catch a Predator and, you know, from local guy to Catch a Predator.
He
was on Dateline before that.
Yeah. Right, and then he got to Catch a Predator.
I'm going to lick you.
Right?
Yeah.
He was on top of the world with that show.
Everyone was watching
I remember you coming in the next day, and you're like, have you seen this show? I'm like, no, I never heard of it. And it was like the pastor was the guy. He went to some little boy's house and Chris Hansen popped out. And you're like, you got to watch. This is the best show ever. And I watched it. I'm like, I was blown away.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. I just hope this isn't all too good to be true.
And finally, Alec Baldwin was in court yesterday over a little dust-up he had with a guy over a parking space last year, if you remember. So he did cut a deal to plead guilty to second-degree harassment and more serious charges, including attempted assault. Those were dropped. So if you remember, he got into that fight. He punched a guy while he was trying to save a parking spot for a friend in November. Again, this was a couple of months ago. So he's going to pay $120 surcharge, complete an anger management course, and he's got to check in on March 27th for a compliance update. There you go.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover, yo. That was the best thing I've ever heard on the radio, man.
There's more than meets the ears.
Watch the show with RMG TV at RoverRadio.com or on the RMG app.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this. Chris Hansen, he was a local guy, started as a local guy in 1981. 12 years later, he joined NBC News.
New York.
As a correspondent for Now with Tom Brokaw and Katie Couric,
so
which
New
was
York.
Like a news magazine. Yeah, national, NBC News.
Okay.
Then he joined Dateline NBC, where he covered the Columbine Massacre, Oklahoma City terrorist attack, the Unabomber, TWA Flight 800. He did the Dateline's coverage of the September 11th attacks. He did all that stuff. And I Don't Know When to Catch a Predator started 2004. So he was working for 11 years nationally before To Catch a Predator. There's got to be a reason why a guy like that, with all that experience, doesn't have a job now and is passing bad checks, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be
something.
Definitely more to the story.
Divorced? I think he is.
The way To Catch a Predator ended was kind of crazy. Do you think people stayed away from that?
I don't know what you're...
They were investigating a politician, and when they showed up to his house, he blew his head off.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that in the news.
But I don't know if you could blame... Even before that happened, there were ethics questions regarding To Catch a Predator, because the first of all, none of those people were found guilty at the time. In fact, very few were actually prosecuted because there were problems with the cases, because oftentimes it wasn't the authorities that were involved in trying to catch these guys in the initial setup. It was some group that wanted to be vigilantes, essentially, that would pretend to be 15-year-old girls and talk to guys online.
Which is kind of weird.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's
like they just start that as a hobby.
I'm not like a pedophile advocate. I'm not like, yeah, go pedophiles. You know, I think that in order for you to be the kind of person where you go, I'm going to take my free time and I'm going to pose as a 14-year-old girl online. To me?
To catch the bad guy, though?
To do sexed up chats with weirdos all day?
There's something a little off with you if that's how you're spending your time. I get it if you're a police officer or an FBI agent and they're paying you to do that, right?
Okay.
But to spend your own time, or even I get it if you somehow came across a pedophile and you do it and you turn him in or whatever, but to devote your life to working essentially for free for some nonprofit organization, they had some name. I forget what the name of that was, the group. But I don't know. Something strikes me as weird.
Do you remember that guy?
And it caused a problem in these court cases.
Perverted justice?
Maybe that's what
I think that's it, yeah.
Do you remember that Facebook guy? What was he doing? We talked about it. Remember, he sets it up on his own, and he goes Facebook Live on people. You remember that?
Yeah.
That guy obviously is something weird in his brain where something's going on, where that's where he spends all of his free time is chatting with old guys and then busting them in gas stations.
If I had to guess, and all right, so the guy on Facebook, if I had to guess, I think that guy probably has urges to do that with children, to seduce them online. And he knows that it's wrong. He doesn't want to have those urges. So it manifests itself as this extreme vigilante justice guy who goes after people who do
and
that.
And he gets to have the chat. He gets to have the chat
exactly.
for days.
Right.
But he's on the in his mind, he's on the right side of the law, so it's okay.
Well, instead of being the vilified pedophile, he's like the hero.
Exactly.
Hero away.
That's
right.
that would be my guess.
That makes sense.
That's a stretch.
I think
that
makes sense.
That's the complete opposite. This guy's trying to
shame
these
perverts. It's like the guy that
perverts.
We were talking about earlier, the guy who's all into fixing the gays, you know, the conversion therapist who's setting people straight. Well, he just divorced his wife of 30 years and is now living as a gay man himself.
Well,
so
yeah, that,
it's exactly the same thing, Dieter.
Now, we talked about legally the pedophiles and the predators didn't face much, but like the real punishment is just like appearing on the show.
Sure. Oh, yeah, and that.
How much money would it take for you to appear on To Catch a Predator? You didn't touch any kids. You're not going to get prosecuted criminally, but your face is going to be on To Catch a Predator.
$10 million. People would forget about that.
I think so, too.
I'd take the $10 million and I'd just live on the beach for the rest of my life.
You'd have to be enough where you don't need to work again.
Right.
Yeah. $10 million. I think I could not work if I had $10 million.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah,
I'd do it for $1 million.
I know, $5 million.
You wouldn't do that for $1 million.
I could live off of that.
Oh, come on. $1 million?
You show up at a house. Remember, there's like one guy, he like...
Yeah, but they're painting you as a child molester.
Oh, I know.
So you're okay with being painted worldwide as a child molester for $1 million?
For $1 million. I'd never work again.
You would have to work again.
No, you can live off $1 million.
But
be
you...
very...
After taxes?
I don't know,
are we taking taxes?
No. $1 million.
Lump sum.
Yeah, lump sum.
Non-tax.
No, right. Okay.
Still, I don't know if you could live the rest of your life off $1 million. Do you know I was doing the accounting? I told you this is this Rover Media stuff. So I do the accounting. It's not real hard on stuff like the company that does Roverfest. It's a different company. It's not Rover Media. The accounting for that is not real difficult. It's not. There's nothing. Nothing too out of the ordinary. You pay stuff, you pay bands, you pay for security, you pay for stage setup, you pay for things you need, and then people pay you for tickets. That's it. It's pretty simple. Some of the other companies have some things that are a little more complex. I had an accountant doing Rover Media, and unfortunately, I don't know if she had a stroke. I think it was a stroke, but I don't know. I talked to her a couple times, and she never told me, and I didn't have the balls to straight up ask.
You got to ask her.
Like, she called me, and she was all, right after she went to the hospital, she was like, all, sounded like stroke, you know, how people talk. Oh. And she left me a message. I didn't talk to her. She left me a message. So then I talked to her after she got out. It was months. I talked to her, and I really wanted to ask. And I kept kind of prying and prodding a little bit, but I didn't get out of her what the medical condition was. Anyhow, but she's unable to do the accounting. So I finally got, I told you yesterday, I finally got this QuickBooks file, and I've been diving into this, and it's, you know, it's stuff in there that's more complex. I'm not an accountant. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But anyhow, I was trying to find something. I was trying to find a particular payment that had been made, because the problem is, she got sick, you know, maybe, let's just say in August of 2018 or something, you know, July, whatever. That means like the last half from that point forward all the way through the end of 2018, no one was doing the accounting. So there's a lot of stuff, payments, credit card payments that were being made, checks that were being cut, income coming in, and none of that is accounted for. Well, you got to do all that in order to hand over to the tax person so they can do the taxes.
Do you have the same date that we do, April 15th?
Yeah, for the corporate stuff, yep.
You do.
Anyhow, so I was looking, and this, so I was debating. I go, should I just start 2019 from scratch? And I can start, add the bank account, the credit card, everything. And I'm just going to start fresh, brand new QuickBooks account, 2019 forward. And I don't have to worry about, I got to get 2018 under control, but I don't know exactly how she has it all working in there. So I debated what I should do. I ended up working in the 20 in all the stuff, but it goes back to, I believe, 2005 or six. So all the record, a long time. I don't remember where it goes back to. Anyhow, so I was trying to find a particular payment, and I sorted it, and I went through all the payments, and it gave me this thing, and it's a column of every payment you've ever made, and at the bottom, it has the total of everything you've ever paid. This is for Rover Media, just one company, not the company that does Rover Fest. Okay. No. Rover Fest, not included in any of that
stuff. Yeah, but Rover Media used to do Rover Fest, and then you started a different company.
No, I don't think so. Yes. No.
Are you sure?
Okay, I'm going to have her tell
it. Yeah, you know, it's your company.
She's going to tell me how I run my business.
CLY, okay. That was years later. Just saying.
That was set up for Rover Fest. Rover Media never did Rover Fest. There's too much liability with a festival event like that. Too many things that can go wrong. You got to what am I? Why I'm trying to?
How would she know?
She doesn't.
I have two different cards. Thank you very much. Anyway,
so I look and the total amount that has been paid out from that company of people that I've paid over the years, and I'm sure when you break it down per year, it's not that much, but. Just what do you think it is over the years that Rover Media has paid people? Yeah, paid its bills, credit card, all of the expenses, paid you guys for RMG Plus.
Not Rover Fest, you're saying?
Not Rover Fest. Pays for merchandise for all the hoodies and stuff that we make every year, calendars.
Would you pay Snitzer? Snitzer's paycheck?
Yep.
Oh, over $1 million then. You're putting that in there.
Just for me, yeah.
No.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say 1.5, 2 million.
I'm going to say, what do you say?
A million. What do you say, Nance?
5 million?
What do you say, Charlie?
1.5.
Yeah, I'd say like 6 or 7. I mean, because you're taking payments in at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's your personal money that's gone. It's taking money in. What is it?
$8.1
million. Wow. Congrats, Nitz.
I look at that, I go, holy God. I mean, it's over a long period
of
time.
What's the biggest single payment?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I didn't look at that.
Well, you didn't look?
But, I mean, it's funny to go back at this QuickBooks stuff and see people and things that you've paid for, like, way back when you were first starting out. But over the years, $8.1 million paid out. $8 million brought in. So I think I'm doing something. I'm only $100,000 in the hole.
That's like the screen right behind you on RMG TV. You bought that. These flags, these mics, everything for the studio. That's
you know what I didn't look? I didn't look to see how much money has been brought in over all of those years.
Let's do it.
I'll look at that next time I'm in there.
See?
I'll look. I could probably log in right now and look. But I'll bet it's not much more than the 8.1 that was spent out. I don't think it's much more than that.
It's
a lot of
off.
Adding up there.
Stop
how much on Doogie's Thanksgiving each year?
$100,000 for all the Thanksgivings added up. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. Smoke, the adding machine is smoking. Turkey smoke. We will be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's Morning Glory has been an institution for over a decade. Ironically, that's where Rover found the other members of the show. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Here's why I'm not an accountant and I can't figure this all out. Something weird is going on here. So I told you that I've paid, Rover Media has paid $8.1 million out. But I went to look and that started in the middle. It sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah,
but
it does.
When you break it down over It's about 13 years, I think it goes back. 14 years? We'll say 13 and a half. So, divided by 13.5, that's, well, okay, that's still a lot. That's 600,000 a year. So I go, oh, let me see how much money has been brought in. Mm-hmm. What if we really, and I know people don't believe it, but they think that we make a fortune off of hoodies and Rover Fest and stuff like that. But, I mean, we make a little bit of money. Don't get me wrong. We wouldn't do it if we didn't. But I would imagine, I was thinking like, oh, what if it's like, if it's $10 million? You know, and Doogie, of course, if she heard that number, she'd go, oh, my God.
Yeah, give me a million.
You put in $10 million? You don't need that. And yeah. You go, Doogie, but it's $8.1 million spent. And it's $2 million over the course of 14 years. And that would be...
What $2 million would, more than
what,
I got.
What would that be? That would be $142,000 a year.
That's,
you know? So,
and an it's insane still, amount
hey,
of money.
Hey, that's still a lot of money,
you
but
think?
It's not like, you know, oh, $10 million. It's $10 million sounds like a lot, right?
Yeah.
So I log in, and I said, all right, let me do the same thing that I did. I was trying to find that expense, and I had gone just all time, and I was trying to find exactly a particular expense. And that's how I realized that $8.1 million has been spent. So I said, let me look and see at the income. Let me see there. And so I go to that. And this is why I'm not an accountant. I swear to you, the number that it gave me, it said, since the middle of 2005, $75,000 brought in. I go,
that's it?
Yeah.
You're doing bad.
I may have to shut down shop.
So I don't know how they do this. I mean, there must be, it's obviously it's in there somewhere else. I don't know where to look, though. But what a terrible job accounting. It's just, it would drive you crazy if this is what you had to do for a living. I don't know how people do this. And if you want to know, I did look at the most expensive thing, and it was really a transfer for $300,000, but it was from one company to another, and it's a long story with that. But really, the largest expense we've ever had was about $90,000 for something. Like a one-time payment.
What about the bus?
$90,000 in merchandise. Like, we just gave a payment. Here's $90,000 for merchandise. That's why Doogie, when she sees what you make, she's like, oh, my God. Oh, you don't need all that money. Give me some. She doesn't realize, oh, it costs $90,000 out of your pocket in order to pay for the stuff up front.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand the difference between gross and net.
I know gross. I'm looking at it.
In the mirror? Okay. Ooh. Won't argue with that.
I got to get on the road. Let's go. Let's end the show.
Why are you leaving
now? This guy's asking, what's the run rate? I don't even know. What is that? I don't know what that means. I'm a dumb radio guy that doesn't know anything about this stuff. And I don't know. I'm going to have to. I told B2 last night, I go, we got to get some accountant, you know, now that Candace can't do it anymore. I've got to get some sort of accountant to get this on track and go through. I don't think it'll be too hard if you know what you're doing, but
you can't do it.
I've made $75,000 over the past 15 years or whatever. I mean, that obviously is not correct. Juan says, this is just like the time Doogie, you got a $50,000 check.
I was going to bring that up.
Doogie asked if she could just have it.
I have that?
Yeah. Sign it over to me.
Yeah, I got a check for $50,000. And she goes, you don't need it. It's $50,000. Just give it to me. It's life-changing. I go, Doogie, it's $50,000, but I spent $40,000 in order to get that $50,000.
Right. Take it.
You're driving out to Rochester yourself, Doogie?
Yeah.
What are you talking about weather? You're worried about the weather?
It's a little slick out there. It wasn't that great driving in this morning, and just
It was a lot worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, so I just wanted to take my time and head out. I know Nads is driving out tomorrow after the show. So everybody drive safe. I know a lot of people from
What could go wrong, right? Nads making the trip out.
You going to drink?
It's going to be fun. It's the holiday hangover. Hell yeah.
What's
he
saying? Is he going to drink?
He's got a hotel.
Okay, I'm making sure.
He's fine. He's got this.
Hey, sometimes he's like, I'm not going to drink in a work event.
No, he's fine. It's been a year since he was... Yep, face. A lot of people from Cleveland.
I love Doozy trying to set him up.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. So clearly.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah. Oh, I'll buy you a drink. Yeah.
Just do shots.
I love the people that head out from this town, from Cleveland, that go out to Rochester.
You guys set me up just as bad. Before EST Fest, you're like,
oh, you got to come out.
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
No, that was not.
It was Dieter. No, we all were like, come on.
It was a group effort, but mostly Dieter.
Yeah,
Charlie was the one that said, don't come.
Yeah, I missed the conversation because I was setting up the tent with Jeffrey when he never showed up to set up the tent.
Well, the conversation
I missed it. And then I get a call from Nads after, like, should I come? And I said, no. What do you mean? I'm seeing what's going on here. No, this is not a space for you.
The conversation was... Oh my God, can you just imagine Nads just doing so many drugs down here? And then every single one of you did drugs down there.
Yeah, that's why you should have came.
Yeah, it sounded great. Drugs there.
I didn't do drugs.
Not you.
Missed out.
All right, we will be in Rochester for Rover's Holiday Hangover 2019, which is tomorrow at the Main Street Armory with Young the Giant, Lovely the Band, Grandson, and the Interrupters. And everyone from the show will be there. The full crew, everyone. Right. That's rare.
This never happens.
Isn't it? Doozy never comes to anything.
I go every winter, dumbass.
Nads is usually banned.
Right. Some surprise.
And Jeffrey's wife is in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he can't make it or whatever. So everyone from the show will be there. Tickets are on sale at all 8 locations of End Vape Smoke Shop, the House of Guitars, and the Zone941.com. And then the after party is at, where is it?
Firehouse Saloon.
Firehouse Saloon. So that'll be after the hangover. Stoneyard Brews on special. Merchandise signed by Holiday Hangover Bands. Available for you to win. That's at 814 South Clinton Avenue.
Okay.
Can't even bring myself to say Clinton. You know how much I hate the Clintons.
Lock her up.
That's right. Now I'll get all the people. I can't wait till they email. You just see my inbox every day. It's just lunatics.
I'm in there.
Of just, you know. They get so into this political crap.
Do you reply?
No.
I usually just find whatever meme they've sent me, and I usually send the Snopes article back of proving it wrong, and then I don't hear from them again.
Some asswipe emailed us this morning, and I replied back. I'm like, oh, sorry, you're not going to be listening to the show anymore. Take care. Piss off. I don't care. If you hate it so much, stop listening to it.
I know. Why torture yourself?
Don't email me about it. I don't care. I delete it.
All right. So we'll see you in Rochester.
Drive safe, everyone.
As of tomorrow. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Life is not a love song that we like. We're all broken pieces floating by. Life is not a love song.